massive wealth in today's economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-937-6154 for your free book and CD. That's 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Paradise is burning. Thousands of people have been ordered out of the California town because of a wildfire. This is fire spokesman Daniel Berlant.
The town of Paradise sits on top of a ridge. Right now there's about 4,000 residents, but the community is made up of maybe about 20,000, 25,000 homes.
The fire has already burned more than three dozen homes in the nearby rural community of Concow. Concerned today about the test firing of Iranian missiles, Undersecretary of State William Burns told a House panel this is just the latest in a series of incidents by Tehran.
Iran's nuclear ambitions, its support for terrorism, and its efforts to undermine hopes for stability in Iraq and Afghanistan, including lethal backing for groups attacking American troops, are all deeply troubling.
While at the G8 summit in Japan, President Bush was keeping an eye on Iran's activities. The AP's Mark Smith has been traveling with the president.
A White House spokesman contends Iran's ballistic missile program violates UN Security Council resolutions. The spokesman says if Tehran wants to gain the world's trust, it'll halt that program and suspend its uranium enrichment, which the administration thinks is aimed at building a bomb.
The missile firing has boosted the price of oil slightly. Oil is now trading at $136 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow was now down by about 27 points. The number of rocket and mortar attacks in Iraq linked to Iranian-sponsored fighters has fallen in recent weeks. The U.S. military says that decline is mainly because of efforts by Iraqi forces against Shiite militias in the south. A funeral service is underway in Vermont for 12-year-old Brooke Bennett. She's a little girl who disappeared last month. She was later found murdered. Attorney General Michael Mukasey is promising new rules for conducting terror investigations will help to safeguard the nation while protecting people's privacy. Critics are concerned about the prospect of racial and ethnic profiling. This is AP Radio News. You know, if you get ripped off, you usually call the police. Well, perhaps that was a mistake this time.
Max Minifield of East Hartford didn't get what he paid for and called police. Only problem was the man and woman he gave money to were supposed to give him crack. The alleged dealers instead split with his money, leaving Minifield with nothing. He was charged with criminal attempt to possess narcotics. Now, that charge quickly dropped in court due to lack of evidence, but the judge admonished Minifield, asking him rhetorically if he thought it was wise to call the police because he was shorted on a drug deal. Betty Reynolds, Hartford, Connecticut.
The hospital where Angelina Jolie is planning to have her babies is going the extra mile to keep paparazzi away. It says the windows of her room have now been coated with a special material that keeps anyone from taking pictures of her or Brad Pitt. And then there's this. Police in Las Vegas have arrested a man who stole a beer and then hijacked a bus. He was naked. The man was given clothes and a mental evaluation and charged with a felony. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by PIR. Phoenix International Raceway's 2009 season tickets are on sale now. Only $50 reserves your seats for both NASCAR weekends and gives you special benefits all year. Become a season ticket holder. Call 866-408-RACE.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480 480- 314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there is a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Medium Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
The 1-20-2009. Memo to the next president of the United States. Soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines are not wholly owned contract employees of the petroleum industry.
0120-2009. Talk about it. Plan for it. Hope for it. Here.
1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is Tom Hartman.
Now, speaking from behind the good old working class stainless steel microphone, here's Tom Hartman.
If you haven't figured it out by now. And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Oh, my. Iran has fired off a bunch of missiles. They didn't announce that their range could reach Israel, but they could. 1,200 miles. It's got quite a lot of folks very concerned. We'll get into that as we continue through the day. John McCain, the campaign rolling along. There's actually interesting new device that is being evaluated, apparently, by the Department of Homeland Security. For airline security that I know you're going to want to know about. We'll tell you about that. And much other in the news. But first, one of the perennial issues in American history, and I mean literally a perennial issue in American history, going back to Thomas Jefferson, for example. In 1813, it was a couple of years after he left the presidency, on June 18th, Thomas Jefferson wrote a letter to his old friend James Monroe. He said, "It is more a subject of joy that we have so few of the desperate characters which compose modern armies. It proves more forcibly the necessity of obliging every citizen to be a soldier. This was the case of the Greeks and Romans, and must be that of every free state. Where there is no oppression, there will be no pauper hirelings." His whole point, he was morally offended by this, and his whole point was that basically volunteer armies depend on what he referred to as the pauper class for their existence. And in fact, he said, this is in a September 10th, 1814 letter to his friend Dr. Thomas Cooper, "Our men are so happy at home that they will not hire themselves to be shot at for a shilling a day. Hence we can have no standing armies for defense because we have no paupers to furnish the materials." And then in 1805, when he was president, he said that he proposed to Congress in 1805 and subsequently on the last trial was lost by, I believe, a single vote only, a system of universal national service. Had it prevailed, what has now happened in the War of 1812 would not have happened. Instead of burning our capital, we should have possessed theirs in Montreal and Quebec. We must now adopt it and we'll be safe. And he noted that he had three quarters of a million men who qualified for the draft in 1814 and said, quote, "With this force properly classed, organized, trained, armed, and subject to tours of a year of military duty, we have no more fear of our defense from our country than those who have resources of despotism and pauperism." Jonah Goldberg is on the line. He is the contributing editor of National Review, founding editor of National Review Online. author of Liberal Fascism. Is that the last? Yeah, Liberal Fascism, last time we talked about this. Jonah, welcome back.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
And JonahGoldberg.net, of course, the website. Jonah, you have written an op-ed in the Los Angeles Times in which you're suggesting that a national service program, you hear Jefferson is saying, do away with the standing armies and have every person be a member of a local militia. Basically, an entire national draft for all men between the ages of 17 and 49. We've had drafts at various times in the history of the United States, but many of the fully developed countries around the world, you know, Germany, Denmark, France, many of them, Israel, require a year of, if not military service, you know, work, Peace Corps service, work with hospitals after graduating from high school. You're claiming that Barack Obama's support of this means that he's supporting slavery. John McCain, by the way, is also supporting something similar to this.
Yeah, as I freely admit, first of all, I don't say it's slavery. I say it's involuntary servitude, which is also prescribed by the 13th Amendment. And I fully admit that John McCain is, if not as bad, then worse than Obama on this stuff, but Obama gave the news peg speech.
Involuntary servitude, as defined by the 13th Amendment, was slavery. I mean, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments were passed after the Civil War to end slavery. It had absolutely nothing to do with the military draft. In fact, when the 13th Amendment was passed, there was a military draft in place.
Yeah, that's fine. But let's be honest about it. The 13th Amendment mentioned slavery and involuntary servitude as different things. If they were completely redundant, they wouldn't have listed them as separate things. There were all sorts of other kinds of involuntary servitude. I am not against the draft when the draft is necessary. I think that the draft is evil, but it can be a necessary evil.
Well, here's the reason why I think that we should have a military draft. Number one, it would provide more diversity for our military. This was the thing that Jefferson was concerned about, is that military elite classes tend to be the types who end up rising up and overthrowing governments. That's where you get your military coups from, number one. Number two, you end up with what Jefferson identified as the pauper class being the place from which much of the military is drawn. In other words, the military becomes the employer of last resort. If you pull our military employees and our so-called contractors out of our unemployment figures, we're looking at massive unemployment in the United States, and that, which is, by the way that they used to calculate it back in the day. And number three, if you have a national service rather than a volunteer army, in quotes, then you're much more likely to have, since everybody's child may end up serving in the military, you would be much less likely to have the kind of disastrous events like the Iraq War that you were so supportive of that has destroyed America's military and is destroying our reputation all around the world.
Yeah, and I think there's a little hyperbole in there, but I think you make a perfectly fine point when you say that Americans would be less likely to go to war if there was a draft, and I think that may be, you know, one of the many.
What is possibly wrong with that?
I didn't say there's anything possibly wrong with it. There are lots of good things that come with the draft, but that doesn't mean the draft isn't evil. Forcibly requiring people to kill people or to risk their lives against their will is not a good thing.
No, and I'm not in favor of that. I'm in favor of a year of national service. You can choose whether that national service is going to be military or whether you're going to work in a hospital or work in a group home or care for the elderly or go out and rebuild the national forest. I don't care, but I think year of national service.
I still think the government should force you to do it.
Yeah, just like I think that the government forces you to stop at red lights in traffic lights, I just like the government forces you to pay for the taxes that all of us use to pay for public education. There are some things that are just public goods.
And as
a free society, we collectively agree that, yes, we're going to pay for that. If you want to call that force, that's fine. I'll agree with that.
Well, it's objectively so that it's force, you know, and it seems to me that the classical liberal understanding that's reflected in people like Jefferson about the nature of our republic is that the government forces people to do things only when it is absolutely necessary to protect the public order.
Then why did Jefferson support a national draft forever?
He found it necessary. It's entirely possible that Jefferson was wrong. I find it amazing how, you know, liberals who invoke the living Constitution and say the times have changed, you know, so the Second Amendment is obsolete and all these sorts of things, now all of a sudden you're quoting back Jefferson to me on the draft as if that's scripture. I don't see that way at all. Lots of things have changed. The idea that a professional army today is inclined towards coup-like behavior, I find offensive.
I think it's already happened. I think it's exactly what we were warned about by by Dwight Eisenhower, the military-industrial complex. You've got hundreds of millions of dollars being passed from the military-industrial complex back to politicians, not the least of which is Dick Cheney and all his buddies. I mean, Dick Cheney's former oil company now has made so much money and engaged in so much criminal activity that they're moving, in my opinion, to another country where they only have to keep records for a year. And, some are suggesting
if you want to have a sort of, conspiracy theory argument about whether Halliburton is the root of all evil and whether or not the national, the industrial.
You're suggesting there's no war profiteering going on, Jonah Goldberg?
There may or may not be, but it is all a bunch of hot air distraction from the question at hand about whether or not the government has the right to force free citizens to clean up the sides of roads and work as candy stripers. That is involuntary servitude, and I think it's wrong. I think it's when it's necessary for the draft, it's necessary for the draft because the country is at war. The idea that to use it as a social engineering tool to recruit, to force kids, force young people to work at the government's bidding, at what the government deems important, is ludicrous.
So you want to just sit back and go down to Starbucks and have your latte and have your and enjoy your nice meal and just say, oh yeah, I'm going to enjoy the society, free public education I got, yeah, it's great, yeah, and free public highways, yes, all the modern wonders of American society. But I'm not going to give back anything to my damn country. That's your opinion.
Nonsense.
No, what you're saying is that you don't give a damn about the country, that you don't. You don't think that young people should serve their nation.
Yeah, that's wonderful, but you got to keep in mind.
No, you're saying it's not. You're saying it's involuntary servitude.
No, Tom, I'm saying that people serve their nation more because they're not forced to do it. These countries that you invoke that have mandatory servitude actually have less volunteerism, less serving their nation because they require that stuff. In America, we volunteer more than those countries. But you don't think anything is legitimate.
And I would submit to you that in those countries, there's a lot less jingoism, there's a lot less of this phony patriotism of, oh yeah, I'm all in favor of the troops, but I don't want to become one of them.
Forcing everybody to do the government's bidding for a year or two will solve all of
JonahGoldberg.net. Thanks a lot, Jonah.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Truth in Broadcasting.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on dry-fit roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So dry-fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
You know, Copper Star Coffee is the best cup of fresh, local Java downtown. But did you know that they now offer fresh fruit smoothies? That's right. Every day from noon to 6 p.m., come in for our fresh, frozen fruit smoothie happy hour. Strawberry, passion fruit, blueberry, and more. every day of the week at Copper Star Coffee, located at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. That's 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School.
Hi, I'm Zach White, co-founder of 76 Mortgage, and I'd like to talk to you about the current real estate market in Phoenix. Right now is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to purchase a home in Arizona. Foreclosures, short sales, and bank-owned properties have reached an all-time high. So what does this market mean for you? Simply put, banks are not in the business of owning vacant single-family homes. It is in their best interest to sell these homes as quickly as possible to avoid further losses. This has created a small window of opportunity to buy a home well below market value. We at 76 Mortgage are still offering rates in the fives and the sixes, and we are still offering no money out of pocket financing to qualified borrowers. To further help our clients take advantage of this amazing opportunity, we've joined forces with real estate agents who specialize in this type of market. For more information, call 76 Mortgage at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626 or log on to 76mortgage.com.
MB number 0907413.
Ecotality is a renewable energy company that acquires and commercially advances clean electric technologies and applications. Offering a wide variety of alternative energy solutions, Ecotality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels, from hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations. Ecotality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit ecotality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in Ecotality. ETLY.OB.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I've been working on vacation all the summer long, doing some intense relaxing just to keep our country strong. I've been seeing Condoleezza, Donald Rumsfeld too. Fox News said I'm still the greatest, so I guess it must be true. Iraq is going well, liberal doesn't sell, Bolton's in New York. I sit back and beam, Roberts is supreme, my revenge for Bork. Someone's been removing some brushweed.
And
that someone
thank you, George.
Is me.
Welcome back. Someone's 21 minutes past the hour. It's a Tom Hartman radio program. And Americans, this Barack Obama's plan. This is what has Jonah Goldberg's, you know, panties in a wad. He has him all upset. And I don't mean that in a dismissive way. It's this. I understand the libertarian position. I, me, nobody else. Right. I get it. You know, libertarians, you know, there is no such thing as a social compact. We're not in all this together. Anyhow, here's from Barack Obama's website in the area where you go over to issues and you talk about service. He says the problem: Americans were not asked to serve after 9/11. President Bush squandered an opportunity to mobilize the American people following 9/11 when he asked Americans only to go shopping. There's not federal support for service. He says, while more than 500,000 people have served in AmeriCorps, the program turns away tens of thousands of applicants a year because of limited funding and need for more R&D in the nonprofit sector. He talks about enabling Corporation for National and Community Service. He wants to expand AmeriCorps from 75,000 slots to 250,000. He wants to engage retired Americans, expand the Peace Corps, show the best face of America, expand the youth building program, expand service learning in our schools, require 100 hours of service in college. Obama will establish a new American Opportunity Tax Credit that's worth $4,000 a year in exchange for 100 hours of public service a year. 100 hours of public service. You know, I'm saying we should go and have a year of a draft or national service. And Obama's saying 100 hours a year and we'll give you $4,000 for college. I mean, this has conservatives saying that he's in favor of slavery or, excuse me, involuntary servitude. I'll give you the exact quote, actually. From Jonah Goldberg. There's a weird irony at work when Senator Barack Obama, the black presidential candidate who allegedly scrubbed the stain of racism from the nation, vows to run afoul of the constitutional amendment that abolished slavery. Come on. By the way, there are so many other things going on as well. I also want to, this Jonathan Turley last night was on Countdown. Keith Olbermann's normally hosting it. Rachel Maddow has been guest hosting all this week and doing a great job of it. And Jonathan Turley, constitutional scholar, professor of constitutional law at George Washington University. And he pointed out this inconvenient truth. This is really worth noting.
You know, there was a recent judgment just a few days ago in the El Harriman case where a federal judge said, obviously the president committed an illegal act. That illegal act is defined as a felony, a crime under federal law.
Now, we're talking about wiretapping people, spying on people. This goes back to the FISA law that presumably is being voted on today in the Senate.
So what the Democrats are doing here with the White House is they're trying to conceal a crime that is hiding in plain view, that everyone can see it. And so the argument for it is quite simple. Nobody wants to have a confrontation over the fact that the president committed a felony, not once, but at least 30 times. That's a very inconvenient fact right now in Washington.
So another reason to add to the conspiracy theory of why is it that the Democrats are supporting this so-called FISA legislation. FISA is actually there and intact. It's always been there. It hasn't gone away. It's not going away. The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that works just fine. There's one small problem with it. It needs to be amended so that if foreign to foreign telephone conversations happen to route through a switching system in the United States, that there's not a warrant isn't necessary to check on them, because the warrant is only necessary for people in the United States. Okay, so that one small technical fix could have been made with a piece of legislation that was just a paragraph. Could have been done that way. Instead, it's let's give away the farm and let's tear up the Fourth Amendment. So what is it? Is it that the telecom companies are carpet bombing the Congress with money? Well, yeah, they passed out some $15 million. Are they calling in political favors like crazy? Possibly. Number two, is it possible that they've been wiretapping us since before 9/11? As I believe it was Joe Nocio, the chairman of Quest Communications, said that in February of 2001, and his company ended up not getting all those juicy federal contracts, and he ended up going to jail. Is it for other things, for other corruption? Tell me a CEO of a major corporation who isn't, couldn't, if they really wanted to get him, couldn't be gotten in any case. He said it was February 2001, a month after Bush was installed in office by the Supreme Court, that they were asking the phone companies to listen in on you and me, to wiretap our phones illegally. Or is it that the Democrats know that if they don't pass this FISA legislation, that public service organizations, the ACLU, people like People for the American Way, people like, Bobby Kennedy's group, lawyers out there, class action lawsuits are going to bust this thing wide open and prove that George Bush committed crimes, actual felonies, as Jonathan Turley says, at least 30 different times, a felony that calls for each one 2 years in prison. And that certainly would rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors worthy of impeachment, and that's a topic that the Democrats just don't want to discuss. What is it? 27 minutes past the hour. National service, impeachment.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
What Iran's missile testing means for you. I'm Rita Foley. Iran's missile tests this morning mean higher oil prices today and maybe higher prices at the pump. But for John McCain, it demonstrates the need for nations to have effective missile defense. As for Barack Obama,
there's no doubt that we're seeing rising tensions in the area. And it's part of the reason why it's so important for us to have a coherent policy with respect to Iran.
He was on the Today Show. President Bush says he and the other G8 leaders meeting in Japan made progress in the global warming fight.
We agreed to take new steps to increase energy efficiency, and we agreed that fuel subsidies that artificially inflate demand should be eliminated or reduced.
United Airlines passengers had to wait for 6 hours yesterday while a plane was cleaned of ticks. A woman said she found one in economy during a flight from Washington to Denver. And the hospital in France where Angelina Jolie will give birth has covered the windows of her room to prevent paparazzi from taking pictures of Jolie and Brad Pitt. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184. Or at NorthValleyMechanical.com.
I'm attorney Van Osteen. If you're seriously injured through someone else's fault, you have a right to expect two things: fair compensation for what's been taken away from you, and a lawyer who knows how to get it done for you. But left to profit-driven insurance companies, you can be sure they'll try to pay you as little as possible. At the law firm of Osteen and Harrison, you'll be represented by a personal injury lawyer who knows how to win for you. We've been doing it for more than 30 years, and we've recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. Call us at 602-252-8888 or find us on the internet at vanosteen.com. It's not about getting even. It's a matter of getting you what you deserve. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Action point.
Push back on Gingrich's 527 and remind people it is a 527. Drill here, drill now, pay less is not a policy. It is a slogan. It is intended to divide Americans. It is intended to drive a stake in the heart of those who support energy independence through good environmental regulation. 527s exist to attack campaigns just like the Swift Boat Vets.
Tune in to Action Point with Cynthia Black, Sundays from 11 to 2 on 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show.
I don't think Jesus ever said that there is an increased chance of an attack from the terrorists if you don't follow me. And nobody ever asks, where would Jesus drill? He would never say, render unto ExxonMobil all the outer continental shelf. You know, I just don't recall that anywhere, you know, in my Bible. So, you know, I don't think Jesus believed an attack would be a big advantage for him.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm on a red dirt road winding up to a sky of blue. And I left the blacktop back about a mile or two. No more sitting at home, leave the TV and the telephone far behind.
Now we're going to get out there, we're going to get active 34 minutes past the hour. For example, speaking of active, Brave New Films and other activists are delivering a petition today with 43,000 signatures asking that Joe Lieberman be stripped of his committee chairmanship. They're delivering these to the Senate Democratic Steering and Outreach Committee at 11 o'clock. Well, actually, 11 o'clock Eastern time. That would have been about an hour ago, so or about 40 minutes ago. So that is happening. And tip of the hat to Robert Greenwald and all the great folks at Brave New Worlds, a marvelous thing that they're doing. And Mark Penn and Karen Hughes, who failed to market Bush's policies to the Muslim and Arab world. Remember that whole thing? She was going to go out there and tell them how wonderful the American way is, and they kind of laughed at her, and she went home with the tail between her tail, or legs, rather, whatever the metaphor is. And Mark Penn, same deal. He was running the Hillary Clinton campaign, and most people figure he's the one who really screwed it up. They've decided to go into business together to advise corporations who are in a crisis. Yeah, let's make money in the private sector. That's 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Colin in Pecos, New Mexico, listening on KABQ. Hey, Colin, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. It's so nice to speak to such a gentleman and a scholar.
Thank you.
And I wanted to say, you know, that if it's a voluntary program, there's no way that Jonah can ever put that against the 13th Amendment, whereas mandatory buying into health insurance arguably is, because the money's not going into the Treasury, the money's going to private corporations.
Well, how about mandatory car insurance?
I'm a bit libertarian on that one.
Although you can choose not to own a car. I mean, you know, that's I think that it's entirely appropriate that we require people to have car insurance, or that we collectively have some sort of car insurance, because you go out on the public highways, and if something happens, there needs to be some insurance someplace, somehow.
Right. That'll hit on my libertarian streak there, which is very small. But on the other hand, I did want to say that I think that it's very dangerous that government mandate the parameters of service.
Right.
In my personal experience, you know, my service to the country, other than being a member of the Young Adult Conservation Corps before that was waxed, was that I was very active getting busted with Ellsberg and Ginsburg and all of those guys at Rocky Flats, and I spent a couple of years crisscrossing the country protesting, you know, the nuclear weapons program and nuclear energy as a whole. And I think Three Mile Island was proof, and the legislation passed subsequently, that was proof of service, which was completely contrary to the Carter administration.
Yeah.
And in government as a whole then. So I think it's very important that we never mandate what service to our country is, and that true patriotism is when people have a true belief in perhaps even going against the administration or the current government.
Yeah, respectfully, I'm going to disagree with you on the latter, Colin, and I'm at the same time, I want to absolutely honor what you did and say, you know, I think that you are a true patriot, and it's marvelous what you did crisscrossing the country on behalf of anti-nuclear and peace causes. God bless you. I mean, it's absolutely marvelous. And I would say that here's an opportunity. I mean, if people have to serve a year after high school graduation, it provides that psychologically necessary rite of passage that we no longer have in our society. I mean, it accomplishes so many positive things. It's one of the reasons why so many countries do it. And one of the things that you could serve in is an organization that's working for peace.
And if the military is no longer all voluntary, you're going to have a military that's far less likely to say, yes, sir, we will happily go off and bomb and kill those people no matter what the reason. You know, there's going to be a much healthier degree of skepticism in the United States, and I see that as a good thing. Rich in Birmingham, Alabama, you want to disagree with me?
Well, yeah, just two quick points, Tom. I'm somebody that's always had a service-oriented career. It's the only kind of job I will ever have. And I put a high value on service. And I would love to see groups like the Peace Corps rank swell, because they do a lot of good, and it gives people in this country, which we need, an international perspective. But I think it has to be voluntary. I wouldn't be opposed to linking it with college. You know, I think AmeriCorps ought to be reverse, perhaps 2 years of service for 4 years of college.
Yeah, that's the sort of thing, you know, Barack Obama is basically proposing is, 50 or 100 hours of service gets you $4,000 for college. You know, it's a pretty good deal.
I think that is a good deal, and making college more accessible and helping other people. But with the military, you know, if as a free person, if I've got any freedoms, it should be the right to decide if I'm willing to kill or die, the two most important things human beings can do, for a cause. And that's the reason.
That's why I agree that, you know, I agree with you on that point. And that's why I'm saying that if we had a national service program, people should be able to opt out of it, out of the military component of it, and instead spend that year working in a hospital, working in a group home, working for a peace, working for any legitimate nonprofit organization.
Right. Well, and if you looked at Vietnam, if you didn't have stop loss like we do now, the benefit of an all-volunteer army is if you have a 10-year, 12-year unpopular war in a democracy, if it's not popular enough to raise the army, you can't fight the war.
Exactly, and that's the whole thing. If we had a draft right now, we would have been. First of all, we never would have gone into Iraq, or if we had, we wouldn't have been there more than a year. I'm telling you, things would be completely different if we had a draft. Rich, thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Dave in South Florida, listening on WINS. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, big fan. Great show again today. Listen, a couple of quick points. One, you seem to be completely against a standing army, and Washington wanted a Continental Standing Army. We needed one during 1812. Our militias got brushed aside by the British, and even at the beginning of the American Civil War, Lincoln called out to federalize all the troops. Our militia just cannot stand anymore. The systems are just too complex for a weekend warrior to be expected to command an FBI.
It works fine for Israel. It works fine for Switzerland. Why wouldn't it work for us?
Because our systems are much more complex, and we have a much further reach across the seas.
If we're going to try and maintain an empire around the world, yeah. But again, I would submit to you that, you know, we've got over 100 bases, 130 bases all around the world. We're projecting empire, and we're spending more protecting the oil that we import into the United States than the cost of the oil that we import into the United States. I mean, I think a lot of Americans, if their sons and daughters were involved in that involuntarily, they may be asking some serious questions that right now they're not asking, because basically it is what Jefferson referred to as the pauper hirelings who are being, you know, who are being willing to be shot at for a sixpence, who are doing that work.
Senator Kerry also made a joke about that, and he was right. He was right. You have a choice. You can either be a college student, or if you're broke, you're going to wind up in the military. I agree. I'm not against volunteerism. I think volunteerism is in this country should be expanded. I'm not even against putting making it mandatory.
Yeah.
I just think a standing army is a necessary evil.
Dave, at the time, Jefferson was arguing that we should have a standing navy to protect our borders and not a standing army. He wanted a militia.
The Constitution, the Chesapeake, and all one other quick comment. Hmm? Did you see about that that elderly librarian that was kicked away from Senator McCain?
Yeah, yeah, and it turns out that the building actually is private property. It was built in part with city funds. But the larger issue, I think, and frankly, you know, is how much damage is this going to do to the McCain campaign? And are we seeing the early stages of what we saw in the 2004 Bush campaign, where they actually go out in the parking lot like they did with the Colorado 3 or the Denver 3 or whatever it was, and find people who have anti-McCain bumper stickers in their car and then come in and drag them out of events. Dave, thanks for raising. Yeah, as I said, this is going to be a very, very interesting election season. Mike in Seattle listening on Talk 1090. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing? First off, I'd like to take a second and thank you for your writing and advocacy for those of us who have ADD and ADHD.
You're welcome.
That's some great stuff. I'm trying to get my ex to get my kid off meds. I mean, you know, it's really great. But I wanted to address this idea of national service. Have you ever read Heinlein's novel Starship Trooper?
I don't think so. I read a lot of Heinlein when I was a kid.
Okay,
it's a
little jingoistic and all that, but Heinlein postulates the theory that if you want to be a franchised citizen, you got to give the country some time.
Right. Well, basically, what I'm saying is, we get a lot of benefits.
I gave this country 6 years of my life back between 75 and 80. I trundled around Germany in a tank for 3 years and all that good stuff. Mm. And I really think, you know, you want to be a citizen, you want to be part of the program, give the country some time.
Yeah, there are incredible benefits. We are so lucky to be Americans. You especially get it when you go to some place like in March when we did our show here from Darfur, and you go to southern Sudan, and you see people who simply by accident of birth literally have never in their lives seen a light bulb. And have no access to clean water. I mean, we are so blessed in this country. And I absolutely agree with you, Mike. And thank you for saying it. You said it so well. Along with that comes an obligation of citizenship of types. Wayne, I don't see the city that you're in, Wayne. Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Ah, Connecticut. Okay, great. What's up?
Hey,
Oh, Wayne, I'm sorry. I missed the time break, too. It's a wild day. Can you hold on for a second? We'll pick you up on the other side of the break. It's 45 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman radio program here on Air America Radio. Check it out, TomHartman.com, if you want to drop into our live chat room. AirAmerica.com/TomVision if you want to see the show. Air America, let's see, what is it? TomRadio.com or something like that? Anyhow, AirAmerica.com, you'll check.
The Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So of course I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows. Diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined. So they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
The U-Haul International Corporation is looking for a few good men and women to join the U-Haul family. If you're looking for an exciting career and want to work for a progressive thinking company that knows how to give back to the community, then you want to work for the U-Haul International Corporation. With locations nationwide, this could be your opportunity to relocate and still work for a Phoenix-based corporation. For more information on careers with the U-Haul International Corporation, please visit them online at uhaul.com.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
MyDish now offers you their absolute best deal ever. Schedule your installation right now and get free installation, a free high-definition DVR upgrade that works on two TVs, a free year subscription to TV Guide, and an Apple iPod thank you gift just for switching to Dish Network. Grab your credit card and schedule now. There's no equipment to buy, and Dish Network packages start at under $20 a month. Call now, 1-800-610-7657. This amazing offer won't last long, so call now. 1-800-610-7657. 1-800-610-7657.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
I had to learn to speak French, Spanish, Hindi, and Dolphin just so I could relate. I'm exhausted from taxing and spending and controlling the media and hiding my agenda and ruling San Francisco as a separatist nation state. And in yoga today, I got bent out of shape because the guy doing bowl pulling pose next to me was intolerant, which I hate. Do you know how hard it is? To be a liberal.
It is so tough. Good on you, Roy Zimmerman. Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour, and John McCain is at it again. Yes. Busting, you know, we're supposed to have this embargo against Iran, right? Don't sell anything to Iran. But we are selling something to Iran, cigarettes.
We've learned that the exports to Iran increased by tenfold during the Bush administration. The biggest export was cigarettes, given that the, supposedly that
maybe that's a way of killing them. I meant that as a joke.
Joke, yeah. Maybe that's a way of killing them. Yeah, well, that's now that's our con alert for the day. You want to get go from that to the downright crazy.
Crazy.
Here, would you like some torture with your snack on the airline? I'm not making this up. This is from the Washington Times, the Mooney-controlled Washington Times, the only newspaper they read in the White House. In fact, its title: "Want some torture with your peanuts?" Senior government official, U.S. Department of Homeland Security, expressed great interest in a safety bracelet. Instead of getting a boarding pass when you go to the airline, when you go to the airport, they give you a bracelet. It contains personal information. It can be scanned from a distance. They can monitor your whereabouts because it has a GPS device in it. And here's the kicker: if you misbehave, it can shock you. Yes, the DHS even has a nice little promo video of it. That you can see over at, actually, the Washington Times, you can see it.
It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public.
Oh, yes.
It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage.
And look out, Larry Craig!
Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions.
Oh, that's nice.
By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers.
EMD stands for electromuscular disruption. Shock therapy.
The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes.
Yeah, so this is the future of airline travel, apparently, in the minds of the Department of Homeland Security. Welcome to the brave new world. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Frank in Phoenix, listen. Hey, Frank, welcome to the program.
Hi, Tom. Good to talk with you. Just a little background so you know where I'm coming from. I'm a anti-this war paleoconservative. I disagree with virtually everything that Jonah Goldberg has to say, but I have to agree with him on this. I would refer you, you're probably aware of it, for some strange reason, the book The Minuteman by Gary Hart about 10 years ago came out and petered out. Basically, Senator Gary Hart argued for the militia-based national
defense. Right, I recall.
Now you can buy them for a dime a dozen on Amazon, yeah. And I think it's a very important book.
It sounds like you're agreeing with me, not with Jonah, because Jonah Goldberg is saying, no, there should be no national service whatsoever.
No. I'm trying to distinguish between the two. I think that every able-bodied male has a moral and, indeed, probably a legal obligation, it should be legal anyhow, an obligation to come to the defense of the country. My concern with a draft is the thing that Jonah Goldberg was talking about as far as how, you know, we had a draft in Korea, we had a draft in Vietnam, and neither of those conflicts posed any interest or any danger to the United States at all. We were doing that for global empire, and anti-communism and so forth. The problem is that when you start to say, you talk about giving back to the country, you know, every 2 weeks I give back. It's the pay. When I get my pay stub and I see how much is taken out in taxes, that's where I'm giving back. I'm an honest, hardworking American.
That's buying services. I mean, that's you're getting services in exchange for that.
Well,
I'm talking about the right of citizenship itself.
I think you're a citizen by virtue of the fact you're born here, and I do. Again, I would say that
accident of birth has responsibilities associated.
And those responsibilities should extend to the defense of the country. In Switzerland,
I don't disagree. And to carry it out, I think perhaps what we're agreeing on here, Frank, is I would not be opposed to a more militarily oriented national conscription service if it was nothing but local militias.
Right.
And the local militias.
In Switzerland, they even have a thing, they have a provision in Switzerland where if you're a conscientious objector, you still have to serve in the medical corps.
That's right.
There's no two ways about it.
That's right. You're part of defending your country. I have no problem with that. But that's not how our military is set up right now.
Absolutely.
That our military is set up right now, I think it's imperative that people be given the choice between the two.
We would require a huge philosophical sea change of America. You know, you can't have a militia that's defending empire.
Right. Well, and as Jefferson pointed out, I mean, when he was president, he tried to get this passed. When he came into office, when Adams left office, there was over 300,000 men in the army. When Jefferson left office, there was about 6,000. Now, there are, you know, and then you had the War of 1812, and many suggested that was Jefferson's fault, you know, that he had drawn down the army. He was trying to build up the militia at the same time, and in 1805 tried to get it through Congress. It failed by one vote. So, you know, bad strategy on Jefferson's part. It didn't work out. But Frank, I think I'm with you on this. So anyway, we'll continue with this and other topics about the fate of our nation. As Howard Ruff, the guy that I used to read back in the 1970s, comes on the program and tells us about the coming Great Depression. Stick around.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Helping you win the water cooler wars.
This is Tom Hartman.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWNGOLD.
There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPA Jax, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The winds have picked up. Now the people of Paradise, California have been told to pack up. A wildfire is threatening the city, and as firefighters try to get a handle on the blazes, fire spokesman Dan Berlant says they're looking to the weather forecast for some relief.
Possibly on Sunday, we may actually see a cooling trend. That will, you know, be much more favorable for firefighting conditions.
Among those who were evacuated this week were 95 children at a camp for kids with cancer north of Sacramento. Iran tested missiles during war games and may be testing the patience of the White House.
The Iranians test-fired some 9 missiles during war games near the Strait of Hormuz. The missiles reportedly including a new version of the Shahab-3 missile with a range of over 1,200 miles. Here in Japan, where President Bush was attending the G8 summit, the White House denounced what it called a violation of UN resolutions. A spokesman notes the missiles could carry the nuclear warheads the administration thinks Iran seeks to acquire. And he says if Iran wants to gain the world's trust, it'll halt its rocket and nuclear work forthwith. Mark Smith at the G8 summit, Toyoko, Japan.
More talk about the health problems connected with trailers used by FEMA after Hurricane Katrina. A congressional report released today concludes the companies making the trailers knew there were high levels of formaldehyde in them, but sold them to the government anyway. Congressman Henry Waxman was particularly critical of Gulfstream.
After hearing the first reports of high formaldehyde levels, it found pervasive formaldehyde contamination in its trailers, and it didn't tell anyone.
During interviews with Gulfstream, congressional staffers say workers said that they had nosebleeds and other problems while building the trailers. Polygamist leader Warren Jeffs has now been taken from his jail cell in Arizona to a Las Vegas hospital. A sheriff describes the reason as a serious medical problem, but there's no word on what the problem may be. This is AP Radio News. Right now, Hurricane Bertha is not a threat to land, but forecasters are keeping watch. They think the storm could become stronger in the next few hours as it heads toward Bermuda. The storm is about 715 miles southeast of Bermuda. For a third time, a couple of climbers have tried to scale the New York Times headquarters building in the Big Apple. This man watched and described the climb to WABC-TV.
They have like little flyers that they stuck to the windows as they were going up. And then the individual proceeded to scale the building. And he just waited there looking down at the crowd.
The climber made it to the 11th floor before moving to a lower level where he spent hours making cell phone calls and talking to police. Christie Brinkley's Long Island divorce trial has been put on hold. The lawyers aren't talking, but the model says she's praying for a settlement. And a Dutch zookeeper's house cat has adopted a baby red panda abandoned by its mother. It's nursing the cub along with her own kittens. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Western Carolinas Resort and Spa. Treat your family to fun with the Western Carolinas Resort Stay and Play Package. Rates start from $199. Book online at carolinresort.com/stay and play. Restrictions may apply.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience within the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-937-6154 for your free book and CD. That's 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
You know, they say the eyes are the window to the soul, but I think there's nothing more attractive on a person than a really beautiful smile. Hi, this is Randy Rhodes, and I know the best place in Phoenix to rejuvenate your smile painlessly. Central Dental Care. Whether you're ready to replace old loose fillings, maybe you're ready for a complete smile makeover, it doesn't matter. Call Dr. Mark Espinoza at Central Dental Care. See, I've experienced the personal, serious service Central Dental Care provides, because when I had a dental emergency in Phoenix, Dr. Espinoza immediately had me come by his clinic. He zeroed in on where the pain was. He took care of it right then and there, and poof, the pain was gone. But don't take my word for it. Call the super friendly staff at Central Dental Care at 602-943-7297. 602-943-7297 and find out for yourself. Central Dental Care, where a great smile was never so easy. Call 602-943-7297 or log on to centraldentalcare.com.
The Jeff Farias Show.
Well, John McCain gave a speech on the economy. Apparently his plan is to fix the economy by winning the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. That's his plan, apparently. You're going to wave that magic wand. They'll stop shooting us and we'll leave troops there for 100 years. And that's going to fix the economy.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
The true people's radio.
This is Tom Hartman.
Welcome back to the second hour of our program. Back in the 1970s, I subscribed for several years to a newsletter called The Rough Times. R-U-F-F. It was published by Howard Ruff. I read several books he wrote. As I recall, he wrote one called How to Survive a Famine or something close to it. Howard, was that the title?
No, it was How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years.
No, but you had it, yeah, which you've republished now and added in the 21st century. I remember reading that in like 78. But didn't you have another book, too, that talked about things that you could eat, you know, wild edible plants and stuff like that?
Well, I had my first book I self-published, which was a lousy book, was...
I liked that.
Starting Famine and Survival in America.
Yeah, I'm not diminishing it at all. I actually thought it was a damn good book.
Well, I'm diminishing it. I thought it was a crummy book.
Okay.
Kind of more like Scream in the Night than a good argument.
Well, in any case, and I got to say, I bought gold at $500 or $600 an ounce back in the... It's not a good time. Why? You've got your book, number one New York Times best-selling author, Howard J. Ruff, is with us, and the former publisher of the Ruff, well, actually current publisher of the Ruff Times, and his new book, which is actually a reprint, updated for today, but a reprint of your 1978 book, How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. Howard Ruff, welcome to the show, first of all.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for being with us. It was the most read financial news advisory newsletter in the world in its day, 600,000 subscribers, Rough Times, RUFFtimes.com, of course, is the website. I'm reading John K. Galbraith just published a piece recently called the Republicans' December Surprise, the coming December Surprise, suggesting that the Republicans have basically fooled the Democrats into getting in on this thing with them of, throwing these $600 rebate checks out and you know, bailing out people with bad loans and whatnot in order to stave off this coming collapse so that it'll end up in the lap of the next president, who may well be Barack Obama, and that would mean that, you know, he'll become the Herbert Hoover of his generation. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, first place, they're all looking at the wrong problem. Everybody's worried about possibly the economy falling apart a la the 1930s. That's not the problem we face. The general's always fighting the last war. The problem we face in the future is inflation and even hyperinflation.
Right, it's more like Germany in the 20s, isn't it?
Yeah, I like Germany in the 20s. We don't know whether it'll be that bad or not, but it's going to be the worst inflation we've ever seen in America.
Right. And I know probably politically our perspective is a little different. You and Ravi Batra actually are both saying many of the exact same things. He's a regular on our show, the economist from Southern Methodist University, although he's recommending, you know, increasing demand and as a way of fixing the problem of the imbalance between demand and productivity. In other words, increasing minimum wages, re-empowering labor. Your solutions tend to be a little more libertarian politically. But what's the individual to do, in your opinion, Howard Ruff?
Well, you've got two steps you have to take. One is defensive. So if you're going to be having hyperinflation, that means the price of everything is going up, right, like it is today.
Yeah, or arguably you could flip that around and say the value of everything is going down.
That's right. Arguably the value, and in fact that is accurate. The value of everything is going down, but prices, which with the way we measure that, are going up.
Or the value of the dollar is going down, so prices go up.
So I suggest that when you go to the store, if you're going to buy one thing, you buy five or six of them and store them. You'll be buying it at these prices and consuming at higher prices later on. And that means a good investment. That's the first step. And I'm not just talking about food. I'm talking about all the commodities you buy and use on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing to do, if you have money, is to invest in inflation. Like Will Rogers said, invest in inflation. That's the only thing that's going up.
Right.
Well, a lot of people don't realize that.
That's commodities, basically, right?
Pardon?
That's commodities, right?
Well, not all commodities. The best, some of them you couldn't buy because some of the commodities, the futures contracts, that, you know, they dump a huge truckload of copper on your front porch. You don't want that.
Right.
But some commodities are concentrated enough in value, and that's gold and silver. Also, gold and silver mining stocks, oil service stocks, uranium stocks. I like all those things. They're investing in inflation. Because what it really boils down to is that maybe once in a lifetime you have an opportunity when a major trend is in its early stages as it is now, when you can turn small amounts of money, of paper dollars, into genuine wealth.
So are you suggesting that, I mean, we're seeing oil, Osama bin Laden back literally 10 years ago to this month said that he wanted to see oil at $144 a barrel, and surprise, last week it was $144 a barrel. There's all this sturm and drang in Congress about, oh, this is just manipulators and speculators and blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, there's folks saying this is peak oil, this is the natural consequence. Are you suggesting that this is just the beginning?
Yes,
I think that the dollar, the collapse of the dollar, actually has a lot to do with it.
Yes, I am. And in fact, the price of gasoline today is, and the price of a barrel of oil is merely a reflection of inflation. The dollar is decreasing in value, so the producers want more dollars for their product. It's that simple.
Right.
And that's the real cause of it. And the inflation's all around us. I mean, eggs are up 30%. Wheat and corn is going up sharply. And, of course, we all know about the gas pump. So Congress is looking at the wrong problem.
But, you know, Paul Krugman in a column recently pointed out that there's no futures market in iron ore. And for whatever reason, I don't recall why. And he said there's also no inflation in that. In other words, arguing that it's all speculation. Are there anomalies in the commodities area?
Well, Paul Krugman's opinion on this stuff is a bunch of crapola.
Okay. All right.
Do you want me to tell you what I really think?
Sure. Yeah. Well, but politically, what are the solutions that you'd look at? We're talking with Howard Ruff, by the way.
I'm not in the business of political solutions.
Okay.
I'm not smart enough for that. My job is for the middle class investor or the middle class person, maybe who hasn't even invested before. That's who I write for. And that, I'm not writing for Wall Street. I'm not writing to solve problems on a national level. I'm just saying, here is what is likely to happen, and here is what you ought to do in your life and with your money. That's my game.
Right. Now, there are two schools of thought on mortgages, for example. One is you want to be mortgaged up to the hilt so that you have as much available cash as possible that you can use to buy commodities, for example, gold or gold stocks, because they're going to go up faster than the real estate is. And the government subsidizes mortgage debt in the form of a deduction. The other is pay off your house as fast as you can. You don't want to have any debt. What are your thoughts on debt?
Well, you should do one or the other, either having no debt on your house or having debt up to the hilt is really an aggressive way to do it. Like, for example, I borrowed $250,000 from against my home, which was free and clear.
Mm-hmm.
I then put half of the money into Canadian Oil Income Trust, which have some special tax benefits in Canada, and the interest is 12%. That's what they pay. And that serviced my mortgage. That left me with the other half of the money available to invest. And my portfolio, along the lines of the things I'm suggesting, is up $90,000. Now, the value of my home in the real estate collapse is down $50,000. But I'm $40,000 ahead of the game.
Right. Well, that's interesting. So do one or the other. But if your home is, if you've got it half paid off, then
you're in trouble. That's a dangerous thing to do. I was just talking to my daughter, and she's starting to make extra equity payments on her home.
Mm-hmm.
No. Equity is a shrinking asset.
Right.
And it's your equity in your home doesn't produce anything for you. It costs you money.
Right.
So I suggest that she set up a separate mortgage fund and put the money in it and invest it properly. And then if the time comes when you want to pay off your mortgage in full, do it.
That's fascinating. Howard Ruff, his new book, which is a rewrite of his old book from the 70s, but here we are back in the 70s, and updated, of course, for the modern times, How to Prosper During the Coming Bad Years in the 21st Century. Howard J. Ruff, roughtimes.com, the website. Howard, it's great to talk to you after reading your stuff for 30 years. Thanks a lot for coming on the program.
Hey, call me again. Happy
okay,
to talk
good anyway. Talking with you. 16 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, 866-303-2270, our telephone number, and tomhartman.com, airamerica.com, our website. Stick around.
The Tom Hartman Program,
where despair is not an option.
Get active.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Jody here, and I'm Beth of the West Valley 2 Men and a Truck Moving Service. You know, there are important questions you should ask when hiring a moving company.
Does the mover charge by the piece or by the hour?
At Two Men and a Truck, we always charge by the hour, not the piece.
Does the moving company carry workers' compensation insurance for their movers?
We carry workman's compensation on all our employees.
Should there be an accident or mishap, are items insured for their actual replacement value or simply by the pound?
Our damage policy is repair, replace, or actual cash value.
Does the moving company support organizations that support your values?
Two Men and a Truck is a proud sponsor of 1480 and supports organizations like City of Hope and Toys for Tots.
So get a move on for your free, no-obligation estimate. Call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Trying to reduce your carbon footprint? Looking for ways to go green? Want to learn more about renewable energies? Then visit FuelCellStore.com. FuelCellStore.com is a leading marketplace for hydrogen and fuel cell products. Providing clean and silent power for any application, fuel cells can replace noisy gas power generators used for mobile and backup power. From gifts for enthusiasts to products for the classroom, Fuel Cell Store provides the most comprehensive range of fuel cell products in the world. Visit FuelCellStore.com today and start going green.
Copper Star Coffee invites you to come on in for a locally roasted cup of coffee and freshly baked pastries. Meet a friend. Relax on the plush sofa. Check your email with free Wi-Fi. Hang out on the sunny patio. Don't have time to stay? Grab a cup of Joe to go with their drive-up service. Visit Copper Star Coffee, just north of Indian School on 7th Avenue. Or check them out on the web, copperstarcoffee.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So often we spend our time catching people doing things wrong. I think sometimes it's important to catch people doing things right, to say congratulations. Yeah, he's a jolly good fellow here. Scott McClellan speaking out.
When I went out and said that we do not torture, we adhere to our international treaties and so forth, I was relying on what information was being given to me. Now, looking back on that, I hold a very different view when I know today that we were engaged in waterboarding and some other harsh interrogation methods, and I would have never made those comments from the podium had I known exactly what was happening in some of those settings. Whether or not it was illegal is a matter for other people to address, but I could not say honestly today that this administration does not believe in torture, does not engage in torture. Now, people within the White House continue to believe that it's not tantamount to torture. I just hold a different view today on that subject.
Good on you, Scott McClellan. 22 minutes past the hour, Wayne in Connecticut. Hey, Wayne, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I just wonder how Obama's proposal with the service there, how could that possibly be considered slavery if you actually get a benefit, $4,000 tax credit for your $100 of service? You're getting paid for your service. How is that slavery?
That's a question you'd have to address to Jonah Goldberg. I don't even consider national service slavery. You know, sure. Compulsory national service with no compensation.
Yeah, but, neither do I, but it's just funny that it's slavery. It's not slavery. If you don't do the $100, you don't get the benefit.
Yeah, It's an interesting, good point, Wayne. Thank you very much, and well said. Madison in New York City. Hey, Madison.
Hi, Tom.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
Well, I was wondering, how would you feel if the Republicans did rig the election in November 2008 and John McCain won? How do you think our country would react? Would they go with the scandal after all has been found out about the rigged election?
That's a very good question, Madison. I am hopeful that, particularly given, and thank you for the call, I am hopeful given what we've learned from the 2000 and 2004 elections, and frankly the 2002 and 2006 elections. You know, it was in 98 that suddenly the exit polls suddenly started going haywire. Exit polls are used as the gold standard all over the world. They're used by the UN, they're used by the Carter Center, they're used by others to verify the veracity of an election, the accuracy of an election. And they've never failed before. And all of a sudden in the United States, they started failing. And in part, obviously, it was because of, people manipulating the vote. And in part, it was because of people being disenfranchised. So they thought they voted, but their vote never got counted. They ended up, with these placebo ballots, these provisional ballots. I think what we need to do is wake up enough people to this. I mean, movies like Uncounted, and there's a whole bunch of specials that have been done on this, are really important. It's really important to wake people up about it. And Mark Crispin Miller is doing a great job informing people on this issue as well. We need to be waking up as many people as possible. It's real. That's real straightforward. As to what the response is going to be, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Chris in Vernon, New Jersey. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Howard Ruff, I really liked what he was talking about. And doesn't this all really go back to the Federal Reserve? I mean, you've been talking about all this stuff forever. And isn't that like the huge – I'm 25. I'm not that much into politics, but I'm starting to. And to me, the Federal Reserve and inflation is the biggest problem we're facing.
Well, it does and it doesn't.
Talking about it.
It does and it doesn't. Here, keep in mind, the Federal Reserve has one primary mandate, and that's to protect the banks, its member banks. I mean, the Federal Reserve is all about keeping its own banks intact. And they're going to do that first. They're not going to necessarily put the national interest first. And then secondarily, you find that the Fed chairman typically have, their own longevity as a concern. This is something John Galbraith in his column, and I think in The Nation, pointed out. He's got this long chart going back, 100 years, that whenever it's a Republican administration, the Fed chairman always lower interest rates before the election to make the economy better. But the other thing that will drive inflation is things that will drive inflation now that we're no longer on a gold standard. Nixon took us off in 72, as I recall. The things that will drive inflation are anything that decrease the value of our dollar, the value of our nation, because all of the dollars out there divided by the value of the nation is the value of the dollar, or increase the number of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And while the Fed has the ability to increase or decrease the number of dollars in circulation by varying the money supply, by varying interest rates to some extent, the Treasury also has that ability. The federal government also has that ability by borrowing money. And so by going into debt as badly, this is what happened with Vietnam. We went into debt massively with Vietnam, and then you add to that Lyndon Johnson's Great Society program, which was only a tiny fraction of the cost of Vietnam, but together... You know, he tried to have guns and butter, and what he ended up with was dumping all this inflation on Jimmy Carter. It gets wrung out of the system, in the next generation.
Now,
and the same thing is happening now.
Now, there's a lot of money in circulation right now, and that's what I read. The dollar was devalued 41% since Bush was in office. Now, I understand that Obama wants to get out of Iraq, and hopefully we will when he gets in office, or if he gets in office, but... How is he going to do all of this stuff he wants to do with all
to restore the integrity of the dollar? Yeah, to restore the integrity of the dollar, we have to do two things. We have to restore the integrity of the manufacturing base in the United States. We have to bring businesses back to the United States and cause us to be once again manufacturing products, which in my opinion means going back to a tariff-based trading system like we had for 200 years in this country. And secondly, we have to stop borrowing money. We have to have a balanced budget. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
At Napa Auto Parts, we know you want to keep your engine looking just as good as it runs. That's why we've got the world's number one selling engine degreaser for only $1.99 a can. Stop in today for Gunk Engine Bright or Gunk Foamy Engine Bright and remove tough grease and grime from practically any engine. They're just $1.99 each, and you can save even more with a $1 mail-in rebate. Napa, get the good stuff. Get the good stuff.
And now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Instead of paying more for car insurance, you'd rather pay less. Call you crazy, but for some strange reason, you like saving money. And guess what? With things like money-saving rates, multi-car discounts, and good driver discounts, GEICO's always looking for ways to lower what you pay for great car insurance. Huh. Guess you can call us crazy, too.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Deadly attack. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. ambassador in Turkey says all staff at the U.S. consulate are safe and accounted for. Armed men opened fire outside the consulate. Three police officers and three of the attackers were killed.
It is an obvious act of terrorism. Our countries will stand together to confront this as we have confronted some of our problems in the past.
Police think Al-Qaeda may be responsible. Iran test-fired 9 long-range and medium-range missiles. Undersecretary of State William Burns told the House committee Iran needs to follow the rules.
Iran needs to answer the questions posed by the IAEA, comply with UN Security Council resolutions, and restore confidence in its intentions.
The United Nations says 7 peacekeepers were killed in an attack in Sudan's Darfur region. In Northern California, a wildfire has forced thousands of people out of their homes in the city of Paradise. A new lottery game that starts today in Florida is a sign of the times. In the summer cash game, 5 people will win free gas for life or $52,000 cash if they prefer. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stephanie Miller. Tom Hartman. Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
Mark your calendar for Sunday afternoons at 2 p.m. for YourAutoNetwork.com's Calling All Car Show. Each week, we'll provide you with money-saving tips on car care and repair and how to get the most miles per dollar. Join us every Sunday at 2 p.m. for Your Auto Network's Calling All Car Show. And be sure to visit our website at www.YourAutoNetwork.com for the very best automotive services in town.
Pat Buchanan talks about John McCain.
He's very bellicose. He's got that in-your-face attitude Bush does.
Before you consider yourself a swing voter, think about it.
I think we could very well be at war with Iran. That's one of the reasons why I've always been skeptical of McCain.
And talk about it.
I think he's Bush on steroids.
On the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
They're reading all my mail, they listen on my phone. They're sneaking and they're peeking, and I'm never quite alone. They're spying and they're prying, but I shouldn't be alarmed. They're only gonna do it to keep me safe from harm. They call it Homeland Security, so they can do the things they do. But I'm not feeling any safer. How about you?
34 minutes past the hour. And, oh man, James Hagee, or John Hagee, rather, is added. I mean, it's our What a Friend We Have in W award.
What a friend we have in W.
Oh, he's so strong and
upright, strong and resolute.
God wanted him to be our president, you know.
God wished him to be our leader.
So the Supreme Court had to do it, of course.
The court could not but follow suit.
So anyhow, here's what's going on. John Hagee has had his lawyers contact YouTube and pull down 120 videos of him. John Hagee, who seems to be out there suggesting that there's some kind of international Jewish banking conspiracy to rule the world. Where have we heard this stuff before, you know? And maybe there needs to be a war in the Middle East that is going to bring about the end times. And it's absolutely strange stuff. And this, by the way, a week before his Christians United for Israel conference meets in Washington, where guess who is going to speak? Joe Lieberman.
So since my vote will not be needed, I'll just stay at home and pray.
Now, don't you wish all the Republicans would do that? Yeah. What a friend we have in WMJ. Mike in Seattle. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, you know, with this upcoming Karl Rove issue, not testifying before the judiciary.
Mm-hmm.
I've been calling John Conyers' office and other members, encouraging them to actually go after Bill Canary.
Yeah.
Seeing him because
this was a suggestion that Don Siegelman made on this show a couple of weeks ago. Start at the bottom. Do it like a mob prosecutor.
Well, interestingly enough, I called today, and they're now telling me that they are actually considering that. So
that's
great. You know, I would encourage your listeners to keep calling these guys and saying go after him, because I think that's the key.
Yeah.
Bringing this guy down.
Yeah. So, excellent point, Mike. Thank you very much for calling and making it. Call the members of the Judiciary Committee, and it's not just, hey, let's hold Rove accountable. Because, you know, the fact of the matter is that Rove, pardon my sneeze there, Rove, you know, he could tie this thing up forever, but Bill Canary, he can't claim executive privilege. Bill Canary, by the way, is the guy who was the campaign manager for the guy that Don Siegelman beat but didn't beat, the guy who Siegelman alleges stole the election, the gubernatorial election, Bob Riley. Bill Canary was his campaign manager. He's an old buddy of Karl Rove's, and his wife, Lura Canary, was the federal prosecutor who prosecuted Don Siegelman. What a convenient little relationship there. It's actually totally bizarre. Jeff in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Jeff, you want to disagree with me. You go to the front of the line.
Yeah.
What's up?
I just heard your gold commercial the other day about the dollar's been baked and everything, and we're a debtor nation. We owe so much money and all that. Yet I keep hearing you talking about a national health care system, and we can't even afford Social Security in the next 15 years. It takes up a big part of our budget with Medicare and all that. Yet you want to bring us into more debt.
Jeff, you're concatenating myths here. Let's set aside Social Security for a moment. We can talk about that separately. First, let's talk about health care. You realize what percentage of all the health care dollars in the United States go to pay salaries of over $300,000, up to over $1 billion, and pay stockholder dividends in the United States?
Well, there's no law against that. There shouldn't be government.
There's absolutely no law against it, and there should be, and there used to be.
No.
I remember when I was growing up as a kid in Michigan, health insurance companies had to be nonprofit. Blue Cross Blue Shield was a not-for-profit corporation. There was none of that. No. Now it's about 25%. 25% of all the dollars in America that go into the health care system are ending up in the pockets of either an investor or a CEO. That's wrong. If we did away with that, if we replaced that with a not-for-profit system, whether it's administered by the states like Bernie Sanders suggests, or whether it's administered federally, a Medicare for All program, or a single-payer health care system, that 25% of revenue that is right now being sucked off by Bill Frist's buddies and people like his daddy, who became
sure
one of the richest people in America.
Massachusetts is
involving
like
private corporations, private for-profit corporations in the program. That's why Mitt Romney put it together that way. It's more crony capitalism.
Why? I don't agree. I don't agree at all that in the concept of obscene profits, what right does the government have? You know, Jefferson would be ashamed of you trying to get government involved in something like that. And if you're going to quote Thomas Jefferson in the future, just remember he was against big government, and it's no concept in our Constitution.
Jefferson was absolutely in fit when Madison was president, and he vetoed the first veto that Madison exercised as president in 1809, and you can go back and track this down. His first veto was vetoing a bill that Congress passed to pay for the health and medical services and food of poor people in Washington, D.C. And the reason that Madison vetoed it was because it gave the money to a church. And he and Jefferson agreed with this. He said the federal government, being responsible for Washington, D.C., should set up its own agency. This should not be run through a church. So, no, I disagree. I think that Jefferson would be in favor of a national health care system, or at least one for Washington, D.C.
No, that was the
he was in the day.
The church and state.
But at the same time, they were absolutely saying we should provide for those in need. But my point is that we've reached the point where health care isn't something where you can just go down to the local barber and he can attach a leech to your leg or periodically bleed you.
It's immoral for me to pay for someone's cancer that they got from smoking or whatever. I mean,
why is it immoral for me?
And you're making us.
Do you understand
Americans,
how insurance
have to pay
works,
for
Jeff?
Everybody's health care and lifestyle choices.
Jeff,
that's immoral.
No, I would argue that it is immoral for you to be that selfish. Do you understand how insurance works, what shared risk means?
It's not selfish. I can give to whatever charity I want. But
do you understand how insurance works, Jeff?
For this.
Do you understand how insurance works?
Yes.
Insurance only works truly and truly effectively works if you share what are potentially very large risks for a relatively small number of people over a very large base. In other words, if you can get 100,000 or 1 million people to buy life insurance and only a few hundred of them die, you can have an insurance system that works. You know, E.F. Stone built an empire doing this. And for insurance to work, you have to have this very large base. And if we're in an era, and we very much are, where none of us, there's probably about, I don't know, maybe 20, 30, 50,000 of us who could afford virtually any kind of sickness and pay for it, you know, just by writing a check. But the vast majority of Americans, if they get sick, they're wiped out. So if we live in an era where the cost of medical care is unlike it was in 1776, the cost of medical care is way beyond the means of any individual person, then it's only reasonable that we all have insurance against that cost. If for the insurance to work, it means that we all have to participate to share that risk, and that way we all get the lowest cost, that's the best thing for us and our society.
Encourage huge tax breaks and create an industry like Giuliani wanted versus create some kind of government-mandated health care that's insufficient and immoral.
You already have an industry, and it doesn't work.
Smoked their whole life or was fat because they chose to eat so much. It's immoral. And you're totally against.
Jeff, go to...
I can't believe you took something from Jefferson against law, separation of church and state as big government program.
In which he was supporting caring for the poor. My point is that if everybody has a stake in this, if everybody in the country had a stake in health care, then there would be more social pressure not to be obese, not to smoke, and to have, and there would be more government programs. Right now, the incentive, the corporate incentive, is to force people to be fat. In fact, right now, we've got this program that the government is talking about let's test all our kids for whether or not they need to be on statin drugs. This is being promoted by the pharmaceutical companies. Why? Do you think it's because they're concerned about our health? No, it's because they want to make more money. This is wrong. We should be taught. We should be teaching our kids decent health and nutrition. Instead, we've got schools where they're selling Coca-Cola and vending machines, and they're selling and they're giving away candy and corn syrup laced foods in the lines. And you wonder why we've got an obesity problem? It's because we don't have a national health care system. It's because we're not all in this together, Jeff.
I don't want the government interfering in business and freedoms. And just like it should.
So you don't want a government that will enforce the contracts of companies. If you and I decide to do business together, you don't want there to be a court system to enforce the contract.
Of course, I want there to be.
Oh, so you do want the government to interfere in business?
I'm not saying that. I want there to be law.
So you don't want the government to establish a stable currency to interfere in business with a stable currency.
I'm not trying to say I'm.
You don't want the government to provide an educated workforce for your business or my business.
But please, look at how inefficient our government has been.
You don't like our socialist police departments?
It was not a look in our.
You don't like our socialist fire departments?
Excuse me.
You don't like our socialist public highways?
Now you're talking about local government. You're talking about state government. You know you're.
You don't like our socialist army?
Oh gosh. You can keep going into all these things like fire trucks.
I am saying these are the things that are the commons. I don't want the government building TVs or cars either, Jeff. These are the commons, and yeah, it's not a burden, Jeff. It's a responsibility of citizenship. If you're going to take the benefits of citizenship in this society, guess what? You get to pay for it, or you can leave. I mean, literally, love it or leave it. 45 minutes past the hour. Jeez, I can't believe I'm saying that to conservatives.
The Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Did you know we're importing 70% of our oil from foreign nations? That costs our country over $700 billion a year, four times the cost of the Iraqi war, and it's crushing our economy. I'm T. Boone Pickens. I've been an oil man my whole life, but this is a crisis we can't drill our way out of. And I've got a plan. By harnessing wind power and solar power that is renewable, clean for the environment, and that no foreign nation can take away from us, we can free up America's natural gas for cleaner, cheaper transportation using technology that already exists. We can get it done in 10 years, build a bridge to alternative fuels of the future, and slash our dependency on foreign oil. We can do it. I'm T. Boone Pickens. Join us at PickensPlan.com. Thank you.
Paid for by T. Boone Pickens.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined. So they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an 8-year breast cancer survivor, but it almost wasn't that way. I never seemed to have time to get my mammogram. I had no family history of breast cancer, so when I found a tiny lump in my right breast, I was terrified. Fortunately, I found Arizona BreastNet. The doctors and staff at BreastNet specialize exclusively in breast health, and we caught my cancer early. Their state-of-the-art digital mammography and all-female staff make every appointment easy and comfortable. And because every woman gets results at the time of her appointment, I didn't spend time worrying and waiting for the phone to ring. When my daughter turns 30, I'll send her to BreastNet for a baseline mammogram. It's going to be important because, unlike me, she can't say there's no history of breast cancer in her family. Call Arizona BreastNet today at 480-314-7600 or go to azbreastnet.com. I'm alive today because of early detection. And there's no one better or more dedicated to your breast health than the doctors at Arizona BreastNet.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com.
You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tom Hartman Radio Program brought to you by you, our listeners, supporting our sponsors on our local stations. There's many, yes. Our national sponsors, and of course, in part by the Teamsters fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Colombia. Find out more at Teamster.org. 866-303-2270. Dave in Detroit, listening on WDTW. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, how you doing? Our friend from Florida, he really was jumping points, and he's missing the big point, which is it's not working. We have 60 million Americans without health care. We've got another 40 or 50 million Americans that are underinsured. We're the only industrialized nation that does not supply or provide its people with health care or education for that matter. And I got to tell you, Tom, I'm so tired of hearing these Rush Limbaugh isms of socialism and regulations like it'll hurt. We're tracking to have the top 1% own 50% of the wealth in the next 25 to 30 years. I would say a dirty word would be corporatism, not socialism.
Yeah, good point, Dave. Well said. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bia in Seattle. Hey, Bia.
Hi. Hi. Well, I'd just like to thank you for being on the air. Actually, I didn't know that Progressive Radio even existed until a few months ago, so I'm very glad you're there. And usually I agree with so much of what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually agree about, I am glad that Joe Nacho from Quest did not consent to the eavesdropping that the Bush administration wanted. But, you know, in all fairness, he really did. I worked for Quest and in Seattle, and I believe that, and so many employees do believe that he needs to be in jail for stock fraud?
No, I'm not saying he doesn't. My point was that I'll bet that if there was a serious investigation of the CEOs of every single one of the telcos, that, you know, a prosecutor in all probability could find something on every single one of them
That you know, very few people get to that level without some you know, dirt under there. But you know, what happened was Quest didn't get, as a result of saying no to the FISA stuff back in February of 2001. Quest did not get federal contracts. In fact, this is part of Nacho's defense that he was you know, buying and selling stock internally on the assumption that they were going to get these federal contracts. And then when they said no to the federal government, they didn't get the contracts, and that diminished the value of the company. Whereas the other companies who said, yeah, sure, we'll spy for you. By the way, give us some, you know, a few billion bucks in contracts that are unrelated to this, you know, defense contracts and whatnot, that everybody else got helped. So, you know, whether or not, you know, I don't want to defend Joe Nacho. I don't know the guy. I don't know all the details of his fraud, other than that he's claiming as part of his defense that it was his saying no to the government on this case that caused him to his stock to tank. And, you know, a lot of stockholders I know got hurt as well. But whether or not that's the case is almost irrelevant. The point is that he has said under oath and apparently has documentary evidence to back it up that it was in February of 2001, not in September, not after 9/11, but February of 2001, weeks after George Bush was sworn into office, after he was appointed by the Supreme Court as President of the United States, that he was asking to spy on Americans illegally, and the Quest said no.
Okay, because I have family in Denver, and I've got the paper from July of last year when they talked about overarching greed and that kind of thing. Mm. And it does say, starting January 2nd of 2001, he sold 196,000 shares, and on and on and on. I mean, we would go online, we could see it at work, you know, go online and say, my God, he sold 196,000 shares. He sold 300,000 shares. Is somebody going to do anything? The stocks went from $50 a share down to less than a dollar. And even now, at one point, they went up to $10, back down to $5. Somebody like me who worked there for a long time, there goes your 401k.
Absolutely. I agree, Bia, and like I said, he might be the world's biggest crook. I don't know. But the point, my point is that I'm not here to deify Joe Nacho. My point is that in his testimony, he blew the lid on the fact that this was not post 9/11. And that's been the excuse of everybody. And I appreciate the call, Bia. That's been the excuse of everybody up to this point. Oh, we've got to sign on to this piece of this FISA reform legislation. We got to go along with this thing, because it's all post 9/11. And the Bushies, they were just hysterical. They were just scared. No, I'm sorry. They started spying on us as soon as he came into office. Keith in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, listening to WPTT. Hey, Keith.
Hi, Tom. I just wanted to ring in on the health care. We have, you're referring to Blue Cross. We have Highmark Blue Cross here, which is in Pittsburgh, trying to merge with Blue Cross out of Philadelphia, would make them one of the largest insurers in Pennsylvania. And I'm self-employed with a family of four. Our health care in June was $1,500 a month. July 1st, it went to $2,500 a month. I don't know how you absorb the cost, how you can negotiate that.
No, the only way you can, Keith, is to be a CEO for a healthcare company and be making a couple $100 million a year and then pay for it out of your own pocket. But you're absolutely right, and I thank you for pointing it out and for the call. By the way, just a quick heads up, this the FISA fight, the votes, McJoan posting, blogging over at Daily Kos. The Senate just rejected Dodd's amendment to strip Title II, that's the immunity provisions from the FISA bill. The vote was 32 in favor of stripping out the immunity to 66 in favor of rolling over and giving the telecom companies and the Bush administration everything they want. 66, which means, you know, all the Republicans and what, 15, 16 Democrats. Specter's amendment fails 37 to 61. Bingaman's, the last chance for sanity, that fails 42 to 56. The Senate is in recess until 2:15 Eastern time. Let's see, that would be about 20 minutes from now. In 20 minutes, the Senate will come back into session so that the Republicans can have their weekly lunch and toast the capitulating Dems in celebration. Then they'll come back and finish them off. Time to call the Senate. Go to callcongress.com, or callcongress.org, excuse me. We've got all the toll-free numbers that we've been able to find. You can call Capitol Hill, you can call your senator, and be sure to keep track of how your senator votes on this thing, on all of these amendments. This is a big deal. This is a really big deal. Coming up next, our Everything You Know Is Wrong segment. Stephen Cass from Discover Magazine. Is the air in New York City dangerous or healthy?
And we'll continue with the news and your calls as well.
Tom Hartman.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'm Katrina Vandenhoevel from The Nation magazine, and I want to invite you to join The Nation's annual cruise. Here's what's in store. Sunday, dinner with the Reverend Jesse Jackson. Monday, an intimate acoustic concert with Jackson Brown. Tuesday, relaxing under coconut trees with Jeremy Scahill. Wednesday night, at the blackjack table with Victor Novasky. Thursday, cocktails with Laura Flanders. What's going on here? Did you die and go to heaven? No, you're going on The Nation magazine's Caribbean Seminar Cruise. It's the second week in December, just after this year's historic election. And you'll be among friends, progressive friends. You'll have a lovely room with a view. And what incredible views, white sandy beaches, deep blue ocean. But don't wait too long. There's a finite number of staterooms. Call 888-833-4339. That's 888-833-4339. Or check out nationcruise.com today.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about democraticmatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. They're hot, they're tired, but they keep on fighting. Crews on the line in California are trying to keep a wildfire from burning through the town of Paradise. People in more than 3,200 homes have been told to get out after the fire destroyed more than three dozen homes in the town of Concow. This is fire spokesman Daniel Berlant.
The flames were able to destroy about 50 residents in the Concow area, and now are threatening, again, that community of Paradise.
Oil prices are edging up again, trading today at more than $136 a barrel. The AP's John Belmont reports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on President Bush to release oil from the nation's reserves.
Pelosi has written to the president pointing out the strategic reserve has been used three times before, and each time it's helped stabilize oil markets and lower gas prices. House Republican leader John Boehner says the speaker's idea is completely hollow if Democrats keep blocking votes on increasing American energy production.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow's down by about 67 points. One of the reasons oil prices are up is that Iran has test-fired several missiles. Undersecretary of State William Burns told a House panel today, Tehran needs to know the U.S. expects it to play by international rules.
None of us dispute Iran's right to pursue civilian nuclear power for peaceful purposes, but Iran needs to answer the questions posed by the IAEA, comply with U.N. Security Council resolutions, and restore confidence in its intentions.
A congressional investigation is critical of the way trailers for FEMA recipients in the Gulf area were handled. Congressman Henry Waxman places much of the blame on manufacturers.
The committee received thousands of pages of internal documents from Gulfstream. The documents show that Gulfstream regarded the high levels of formaldehyde in its trailers as a public relations and legal problem, not a public health threat.
This is AP Radio News. Questions are being raised about the tools the Attorney General wants to give to agents to investigate terrorism.
With the change in administration 6 months away, Attorney General Mukasey is thinking about allowing FBI agents to open preliminary terror investigations after they have created suspicious profiles, which led to this question from Senator Russ Feingold.
Will the fact that a person is of a certain ethnicity or national origin be enough
without any evidence of wrongdoing to justify a preliminary inquiry. No.
But civil rights organizations fear that Muslims, Arabs, and other groups will be singled out, and they say evidence and not profiling should be the driving force behind any terror investigation. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Nearly 1,000 people turned out in Randolph, Vermont for the funeral of 12-year-old Brooke Bennett. She disappeared last month and was later found dead near the home of an uncle. You can add school lunch programs to the list of places hit hard by rising food prices. The program for low-income children is having serious trouble making cheap, healthy meals. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Quest. Get in the loop with Quest and join the community of people who are changing the way they connect with each other and the things that they love to do. Quest, bringing people together.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD works in the privacy of your own home. It will give you everything you need to recover and succeed. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our program that if you can find a better alcohol recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-962-0294. That's 1-800-962-0294. 1-800-962-0294.
Are you worried about making money in this economy? Well, I'm not, and you shouldn't be either. Hi, I'm Laurel Langmire. The strategies I'm teaching right now can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks.
Best-selling author and millionaire maker, Laurel Langmire, has personally coached hundreds of people into financial freedom. Laurel can teach you how to grow your bank account fast, even in this economy.
My experience in the first 4 months, I walked away with almost $300,000.
Did you know that fortunes are made in recessions? I can show you how to make more money this year than ever before.
Get started with Laurel's book, Millionaire Maker, and her powerful CD, Creating Massive Wealth in Today's Economy, a $75 value.
You can do this. And to get started, I'm going to give you a copy of my best-selling book and a bonus CD for free.
Just pay a small shipping fee and you can put new money in your bank account in the next 4 to 6 weeks. Call 1-800-937-6154 for your free book and CD. That's 800-937-6154. 800-937-6154.
Stephanie Miller.
I bought Obama. He did not flip-flop. As your secret lover, Randy Rhodes, mentioned in her book, I did not know this.
I must have been drunk this weekend.
Do not deny, Steph,
you got me. Go ahead.
You, Mike Malloy, and Randy. Oh, my God.
All right. Listen.
A threesome.
One threesome, one time does not a relationship make.
I had to ruin the fantasy with Mike Malloy.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservatives.
This is Tom Hartman.
Well, writing in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Psychiatry, Joshua Wolf and Robert Sallow of the Royal Children's Hospital say they found the first case. This is a 17-year-old man referred to the inpatient psychiatric unit at Children's Melbourne Hospital with what they're referring to as climate alarmist, climate change syndrome. It's incredible. Anyhow, you know, sometimes you know what you know. Sometimes you don't know what you don't know. Sometimes you don't know even what the heck is going on. Sometimes everything you know is wrong.
You know that you're wrong, but you fear you're right. You suspect you're out of sync. You think that you're out of your mind.
Everything you know is wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, is everything you know wrong about what's going on in the air and the water and the changing climate and, you know, even what they're finding over in Australia? Stephen Cass is with us with Discover Magazine. He is the senior editor there. DiscoverMagazine.com is the website. Hey, Stephen, welcome to the show.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. You did an investigation of the air and water and microwaves and bugs and everything else in New York City. And this is fascinating. What, as you say, your morning breath can have 500 types of oral bacteria living in your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, we are surrounded by, and in fact, my understanding is that 10 to 1 is the ratio in the human body of foreign DNA to human DNA. And there's 90% of the DNA in our body is not human DNA. It's our environment all around us as well.
Yeah, I mean, the point about it is that we live in a sea of bacteria. You know, people get very worried about this sometimes because when they hear bacteria, they think disease or flesh-eating bacteria or stuff like that. But most of the time we live in this kind of happy world where, you know, bacteria have been the dominant life form on Earth since for billions of years, and they will continue to be the dominant life form on Earth for billions of years. And we're just kind of living in their world, and usually we don't bother each other very much.
And in looking at the air in New York City, the thing that always concerned me, frankly, you know, walking around, I've probably spent 2 years cumulatively in the last 30 years in New York City, and spent a lot of time there. And in fact, used to be a partner in a business based there. And it was all the car brakes. You know, car brakes, I don't know if they still are, but they used to be made out of asbestos. And the taxi drivers are like, you know, nuts. And they're constantly slamming on their brakes. And that blows all these asbestos particles into the air. And I just always assumed that New York City's air must be full of asbestos and must be really awful stuff.
Well, we tested for a whole bunch of things. I mean, there are some bad things about the air in a city and that you have these smogs and particulates. But I really, like you, thought, oh, my God, I must be breathing lead and arsenic and chromium, like, all the time because I'm in the city, I see all this traffic. And then when we actually did some testing, we really didn't find any of that. The two things we did find that are one of which is specific to maybe places like New York and one of which is probably specific to any city, the first of those is iron. So we found little tiny bits of iron in the air. And that was actually from the subway. When you're in the subway, you know, you've got the wheels on the tracks and the action of the motors and so on. Grinds off a little bit of iron that puts in the air, but at levels that didn't appear to be, you know, in any way remotely dangerous. And then when we came up,
are they helpful if you absorb the stuff into your lungs? Does it get in your bloodstream and cure anemia? It's not organic iron.
No, it's just like little tiny particles, but they really appear to be too small to really, you know, do much damage. Or it's certainly not a concern that we were able to find that because we went and, you know, checked the EPA and stuff like this and didn't find any sort of worrying signs for it. And then when we come up out of the subway, then we saw something that's kind of probably every city would see, which is an elevated amount of calcium in the air, which is also a metal. And this comes from concrete, you know, car tires, you know, grinding on wheels, construction sites, and so on. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of calcium in
people
concrete.
People walking on sidewalks.
Yeah, and that gets shed off into the air. But again, really not any kind of, I mean, just barely above detectable levels for our system. And I was really kind of expecting to write this big or juicy article about, you know, those horrible things in the air. And actually it was, well, you know, your air's not so bad.
Well, one of the things I've noticed about New York, and I think it's, you know, its location on the seacoast, is there's almost always a good breeze blowing through the city. So maybe it just kind of keeps itself clean, you know, unlike, you know, L.A. that tends to be in a bowl sometimes.
I think that's true where you can get cities. My hometown of Dublin also has that sort of basin effect where you get this horrible smog. But I think in general, actually, people often worry a great deal about outdoor air pollution. Mm-hmm. And many times, you kind of, the thing that's creeps up on people and gets them is actually indoor air pollution, not just in the United States, but worldwide this is in the case. And, yeah. And you know, we've seen examples of this with you know, the FEMA trailers having formaldehyde and so
yeah.
on. So sometimes it's what's in your home or in things that you maybe you can see just around you that are a problem, not the sort of the big bad city out your door.
Yeah, you talk about 0.03 of an ounce of dust from your pillow or your mattress could contain 19,000 19,000 little arachnid
dust mites.
Dust mites. I mean, little eight-legged creatures that you're inhaling. I mean, it's
that's the high-end number. I mean, generally, what's actually in your pillow right now, and everybody has it, you know, unless you've gone to extremists, right, is maybe a few hundred. But still, that's enough to cause really severe problems for some people with asthma and other allergies. And because, you know, the mites, they eat skin cells. They like humid, damp places like your bed. Mm. And they shed their skin. They're like little crabs. You know, they shed, they molt, and they shed skin. And also they poop, and which is known as frass, and that also can all add up in there. So everybody has it, but an increasing number of people are finding themselves really quite...
So replace sensitive. Your pillow every 6 months.
I'm sorry?
Replace your pillow every 6 months?
Unless you're allergic, I probably don't think you need to go that far. Generally speaking, a good wash, because as I say, good hot wash will kill these guys off. They like it at a certain temperature level.
Wash a pillow?
Well, you can't. Well, maybe you can't wash the pillow, but generally, if you wash your pillow cover, your pillow case, that's gonna you know, keep them at bay. It's one of those things where you can't beat them. You just have to, you know, keep them at a level that's not bothering.
Now, one of the things I thought was interesting in the article here in Discover Magazine, and we're talking with Stephen Cass, the senior editor of Discover, is you were looking at the levels of bacteria, like on the handrails in the subways, and then you hit a water fountain in the park, and it went from 480 bacteria in the handrail to 200,000 at the water fountain. Was that the water in the water fountain? Was that around the water fountain, or was that the handle on the water fountain?
No, that was around the water fountain, and you know, that was... You know, it's not a perfect place for bacteria to live. You know, it's moist. It's got all these little crevices that they can hide out in. It's also, you know, a little out of doors. So most of that bacteria was, you know, happy environmental bacteria, not bugging anyone. But it was a place where they were happy to live. So maybe if you did get something that wasn't so great in terms of disease, that would also be happy to live there too. But yeah, it's a high number, but that just because it's a high number doesn't necessarily mean, you know, all our water fountains are you know, plague carriers and stuff like that. But it's the kind of place where bacteria do like to hang out. So
isn't the flip side of this, Stephen Cass, isn't the flip side of this that if you go out in the forest and just look at one teaspoon full of dirt, you're going to find probably over a billion fungi, bacteria, viruses, you know, maybe billions of them, multiple billions?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And let's get back to what you were saying earlier, whereby, we're just surrounded by bacteria and...
And viruses and fungi.
And viruses and all kinds of stuff. And the point about it is that most of these organisms don't care about people. They just want to go on their lives. It's actually really bizarre... subset of bacteria that like to cause disease and other sort of nasties. And generally speaking, it's more successful. You're a better bacteria if you don't cause disease, because then your host doesn't, you know, die or want to get rid of you in some way.
Right. So the bottom line of your article, what you found was that New York City is not such a dangerous place, at least bug-wise. There's a lot of EF, electronic frequency radiation, a lot of radio frequency radiation. Mm-hmm. But even that didn't seem to be too bizarre.
No, I mean, we expect to see... I mean, I think sometimes people get worried about cities because they think they must be dirty places and so on, or just bad places to live. Mm. But I think given that now most people on the planet these days now live in a city, I think it's good to know that, well, maybe cities are not such bad places to live in. You can be okay. I mean, yes, there are specific problems that you can have, but generally speaking, a city is a nice place to live.
Right, okay. Just wash your hands and take your antibiotics and shower 16 times a day and wear your rubber gloves. No, I'm pastiching it here. Stephen Cass, it's his new article in Discover Magazine, discovermagazine.com, and of course the magazine, you can buy it on the newsstand. Stephen, thanks for dropping by.
All right, thank you so much.
16 minutes past the hour. 866-303-2270.
This is Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Your radio support group for We the People. Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
I'm Attorney Van Osteen. Some years ago, I won a landmark case in the U.S. Supreme Court. I believe that when people needed information about the law and their rights, it was too difficult to get. The legal system needed change, and my case helped do that for everyone. For more than 30 years, we've been helping people who were injured in accidents. We've recovered more than $3 billion for clients who relied on us. People acting alone are at a huge disadvantage against powerful insurance companies that use their resources to gain special favor from politicians. But our law firm will stand toe-to-toe with them. We have the skill, determination, and experience to do what needs to be done to win for you. I'm Van Osteen, and we'd like to help you.
Get in touch with Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. That's 252-8888 or vanosteen.com.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there's a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Myron Licht, host of Free to Be Healthy, my new talk show on Saturdays at noon. Please make an appointment to join me so we can discuss ways to restore your health all for free. Did you know you're free to be healthy if you choose to be? That's Free to Be Healthy Saturdays at noon right here on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Dr. Mark Espinoza with Central Dental Care, home of the pain-free smile makeover. If you're looking for a painless dentist, call me at 602-943-7297. But if you'd like a painless way to grow your business, I have to tell you how impressed I've been with the return on my marketing investment since advertising on 1480 KPHX. Traffic to my dental practice has only increased since advertising on 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To learn more, click on the advertising link at 1480kphx.com.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Well, I can stand beside ideals I think are right. And I can stand beside the ideas stand and fight. I do believe there's a dream for everyone. This is our country.
Our 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. Hey, Dave in Los Angeles, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm glad you brought up that situation with Quest and Joe Nocio.
And I don't want to deify him or make him a saint or anything. I think you're absolutely right. You know, it should be some skepticism there. But more importantly, this case needs to be looked at for just the mechanisms. There's two mechanisms that the government uses here that are really at show in this case. One, the withholding or awarding a contract to a corporation to get it to fall in line.
Right.
I mean, this is really dangerous. The second, of course, is the prosecutors that we all know about. But this situation with Joe Nacho, should he be correct in what he says for his defense? That those he, from what I understand, he was sitting in the Pentagon. The DOD had the contracts he was signing,
right?
And the NSA came in and approached him on the illegal stuff, the wiretapping, which he said his lawyers he couldn't do. At that point, when he got back to Denver, those contracts that he had signed had been canceled, and that hurt those shareholders as well as hurt Nacho. Because he was banking on those contracts.
Right, and that's why, you know, the Justice Department should be investigating this. Obviously, they're not going to do that because Mukasey's all about trying to protect George Bush's butt. And Congress should be investigating it, and I'm surprised, well, maybe, I don't know, maybe Henry Waxman has got some investigation on this going. There's so many investigations between Waxman and Connors and O'Connor and Conyers that they're doing in Pat Leahy that it's hard to keep track of them all. But
and the GAO.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is so much fertile territory here. Let us hope and actually, you know, let us get involved and push the next administration, if it's an Obama administration. God forbid it would be a McCain administration.
Yeah, this thing parallels the Siegelman case.
Yep.
In a lot of ways.
Yep. This is all the corruption of justice in the United States. Well said,
crony
Dave.
Capitalism.
Yep, exactly.
And that lady that lost some money on the shares, you know, I did too. I used to work for WorldCom, which is even worse. They were getting contracts, government contracts, while they were bankrupt. Yeah. And I personally know friends who installed splitters, which is a highly unusual thing to do on a fiber line. Mm-hmm. You just don't do it. And when they came out, we were very suspect when the orders came out. And there was no other end for the connection, which is always on the order. So these were real interesting. We kind of knew what was going on at that point. Mm-hmm. But I will tell you that This situation needs to be looked into. They need to take a look at this. And as far as the shareholders go, I think there's actually a case there for a class action lawsuit against the government for the loss of value.
Yeah, I agree. And hopefully, Jeff, or Dave, rather, excuse me, you know, some good lawyer is listening. I would love to see this thing pursued in depth. Marion, thanks for the call. Marion Welton, Manor, Florida. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Tom. How are you?
Just great.
I'm calling about the FISA issue, and
yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that I was talking to my senator's office a few minutes ago, and I talked to a staffer who really disappointed me. I asked how the senator was going to vote, and he gave me the spiel that...
Senator was this?
Senator Bill Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And the staffer said that he was voting for all the amendments to... Well, he implied that he was voting for all the amendments to strip the immunity clause.
Yeah, he probably did. Most of the Democrats did, but that's a fig leaf.
Right. And then he said, oh, but he's ultimately going to vote for the bill. And I said, well, I hope you're aware that there is a movement growing online. There's at least 22,000 right now on Obama's site that are going to hold everyone who voted for this thing accountable,
right.
And their reelection will be up for grabs. And I mentioned the August 8th mass donation date. That can I mention a website?
Sure.
FireDogLake.com. FireDogLake.com
mm-hmm.
Is organizing this thing, and apparently they're taking promises right now from people. And then if you on August 8th, everybody goes en masse online to make their donation, and it's going to fund contributions for those people we can vote for who support civil rights and support the Constitution. And the staffer took my information down, and I could tell he was kind of, well, you know, this isn't going to get me much credence with the senator, so I don't even know if he'll pass my comments along to him. But
right.
I'm very disappointed in Senator Nelson.
Yeah. Christy Harden-Smith over at Fire Dog Lake is doing a great job and with this whole thing in Jane Hampshire. Mary, thank you.
Thank you
for the heads up, and thanks for making the phone call and for you know, reporting back. This is frankly very disheartening. I just have no other way to infuriating, frankly, and I'm I'm really torn about how to respond to this. And I'm going to not say anything imprudent or go off half cocked on this today. this is a betrayal. I will say this. This is a betrayal of the United States of America, of the values of this country, of the Democratic Party, and of the people who care about and believe in this country. Right, left, Democrat, Republican, I don't care. This is a betrayal. 27 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Give us a call at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
We've been talking for a long time, too long really, about the gas problem and ways to solve it. And I still feel like one of the better ways is to strictly use less. If we use less gas, supply will catch up to demand and the price will come down. And one of the best ways to use less right now is to drive a hybrid vehicle like the ones my friends at GM let me drive. It was the hybrid version of their small crossover, the Saturn View. It has an EPA estimated 25 miles to the gallon in the city and 32 miles to the gallon on the highway. And there's this light on the instrument panel. This is really cool. It tells you when you're actually beating the EPA estimated miles per gallon. In other words, it teaches you to drive more fuel consciously. It's just another example of how GM is working on new technologies to get us to use less and less gas and eventually no gas at all. They're only going to build a certain number of Saturn View hybrids. So if you want more information, go to gm.com/solutions. That's gm.com/solutions. To learn more about the Saturn View Hybrid.
If you had purchased gold 2 years ago, you would have seen a $10,000 investment be worth over $18,000 today. And the good news is that gold continues to be at only 40% of its previous high in 1980, considering inflation. And some experts predict gold could reach as high as $2,000 an ounce, which means investors could potentially turn a $10,000 investment into over $20,000. Now, every investment has risks, and past performance does not guarantee future returns. But you owe it to yourself to get a free consultation from the professionals at Blanchard. For over 30 years, Blanchard has helped people invest wisely in gold. In fact, Blanchard even gives you a buyback guarantee. So call for a free, no-obligation consultation on the coins that are positioned right now to give you solid returns. Gold American Eagles are guaranteed by the U.S. government for weight and purity, and Blanchard has an attractive radio offer for those who call today. So call 888-730-GOLD. That's 888-730-GOLD. Don't wait. Call 888-730-GOLD. 888-730-GOLD.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Missile test. I'm Ed Donaghy. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says Iran's missile test today proves Tehran is a threat.
The fact is they've just tested a missile that has a pretty extended range.
Three police officers and three attackers were killed today at the U.S. consulate in Istanbul in Turkey.
Police is saying now that the attackers who killed three policemen outside U.S. consulate in Istanbul might be linked to Al-Qaeda terrorist network.
Selkan Haja Ulu reports a fourth attacker escaped in Randolph, Vermont.
May we feel God's hand on our shoulder.
Brooke Bennett's sister spoke at the funeral for the 12-year-old.
You've led us through so many things. You've pulled us through before. Hold us up, Lord, to wear through this, and we are strong once more.
The girl disappeared last month and was later found dead. Forecasters say Hurricane Bertha could become stronger in the next day as it heads toward Bermuda. Wall Street, the Dow is down 65 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199, to see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
Listening to the radio, it's a daily activity for many people, right? But what if you couldn't listen to the radio, hear everyday conversations, or recognize voices of loved ones? Hearing loss is a common, preventable condition in the U.S., and it doesn't just affect the elderly. Protect your hearing. For more information on hearing loss and referrals to an otolaryngologist, the only medical doctor specifically trained to treat the ear, nose, throat, head, and neck, visit www.entdoctors.org. A message from the American Academy of Otolaryngology, Head and Neck Surgery.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
The Mike Malloy Show.
This is astonishing. Astonishing. Pickle says he's made the very tough decisions that I think people would want their leader to make, and I know Americans appreciate.
Will somebody tell her that her husband's approval rating is approaching single digits? What? How many Valiums did this woman take?
The Mike Malloy Show, weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Please impeach me, let me go.
In my dreams.
I can't serve you anymore.
I have a horrible feeling there's more to come.
There's only one more thing I can do for you. I'll be your sacrificial lamb. Serve me up with mint jelly and a side of ham. And while you're at it, Cheney too. For once, I'll just tell him what to do. Let's let the world know I atone. Take away my presidential phone. It's the least and it is all that I can do. Take the sword if it release you.
Well, we can dream. Yes, anyhow, welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. And the piggies are out there.
Have you seen the bigot piggies in the starched white shed? You will find the bigot piggies stirring up the dead. Always have clean sheds to play.
The Abu Dhabi Investment Council has just bought the Chrysler Building. You know, this is after putting $7.5 billion into Citigroup back last November. But they're really not the piggies, because they're just sitting on the money that we gave them, because we have an insane energy policy, because when Ronald Reagan came into office, he said, about Jimmy Carter's policy. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to roll back those tax credits. We're going to roll back those rules. We're going to roll back those laws. We're going to take the solar panels off the roof of the White House. And we're going to do the good Republican economics of becoming dependent upon foreign oil and exporting all of our jobs overseas and destroying the American middle class. So I guess the real piggies here are the, you know, this recession brought to you by the Republican National Committee. 1-866-303-2270, our phone number. Peter in Boca Raton. Hey, Peter.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's up?
I wanted to share with you my experience being a, hold on.
Being, hold on?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, you were on speaker. When I was 18, I was able to volunteer for the draft.
Mm. You volunteered for the draft? You mean you volunteered instead of getting drafted?
No, I volunteered to be drafted. You were allowed to volunteer for the 2-year draft if you wished to push your number up.
Oh, interesting. I didn't realize that.
Yes. I didn't want to go in for 3 years. I wanted to go in for two.
Uh-huh.
The big thing was that I was about 18 then and moving around from job to job, and what that service did for me is it made it possible for me to understand that I could actually stay in one place for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I learned something even more valuable because the people who were in the service were of all different kinds of backgrounds. I didn't get locked into any kind of a class situation or a particular ethnic situation. There was all kinds of people there. In fact, my wife eventually led me to a PhD after that, where I don't think I ever would have gone to college even if I had not had that experience.
Yeah.
And listening to what you had said earlier, I'm all in favor of some mandatory service to the country, not just one service, like a military service or a hospital service, but perhaps a variety of services, but mandatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thank you very much for sharing your experience with us, Peter. I agree, and I didn't have that experience, but I've seen that with many people, and, you know, that I just think that some sort of a give back to your country, and in exchange for that, frankly, I think that we should have absolutely free education, all the way up to the PhD, like pretty much every other industrialized country in the world does. You give something back to your country gives something back to you. It seems to me like an absolutely reasonable swap. John in Lafayette, Colorado. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hi there, Tom. A longtime listener, and I've learned so much from you through your show.
Well, thank you, and thank you for listening to us online, I guess, live.
Yeah. I wanted to look into this question of the morality of paying for somebody else's health care, and particularly if that person has not taken great care of their own health, the caller who called a few minutes ago. I know a person who has had health problems who's taken pretty good care of his health, and I think that there are people who eat right and exercise and get cancer because they live, you know, maybe from pollution. Who knows what the causes are, but, you know, lots of people get cancer who take good care of themselves.
Right.
And there are people who don't take good care of themselves who don't have problems at all. But this idea of punishing somebody, you know, because they've smoked cigarettes or are overweight, I don't know, that just seems immoral to me. And then, you know, I think ultimately if a person is smoking or is overweight, they may be stressed about the health care costs that they may have, or they may be stressed about lots of things.
Ironically. You know, I think the bottom line here, John, is that we do live in a world of social pressure. I mean, social pressures surround us all the time, you know, from childhood through adulthood and you know, in a whole variety of mostly very subtle ways. But, you know, from how we dress to how we behave to how we talk to each other to you know, how we conduct ourselves politically. And I would submit to you that if we were all collectively paying for all of our health care and we were all equally aware of it, that those habits that are expensive ultimately for all of us would become less socially acceptable. And right now there is no or very little stigma associated with them. You know, hey, yeah, you want to smoke? Yeah, that's freedom, you know. And that because we're not all paying the cost of it. And so I don't think that you need, you know, draconian things. I don't think that you need to have people wear, you know, stars or badges or, you know, brand their forehead or something to say, oh, this person's a smoker. I mean, it doesn't need to be really severe. I think it just happens organically once everybody's you know, involved in it. I mean, look at, when I was in Denmark, a third of all the people in Copenhagen ride their bicycle to work. 30% of all people who are employed in Copenhagen ride their bicycle to work.
Wow.
And one of the most common things that I heard from people, we didn't see any people who were obese when we were there. We saw one guy. And all the time, the entire week Louise and I were there, one of the common things that I heard from people, you know, you say, oh, you ride your bicycle to work, how far is it? Oh, it's about a mile or it's 2 miles or whatever. It's very convenient because they actually have, like, separate parts of the street that are elevated an extra inch and a half. It's like separate streets just for bicycles.
Nice.
And on every street. And it's not just like a bike lane like we have here. I mean, it's a major, you know, very easy and very safe. And the major comment that I got from people was, I feel so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I'd like to make one more point, which is that he was saying that he thought it was immoral to pay for somebody else's health care. And, you know, ultimately he already is paying for those people now already. And he's not realizing that costs would go down, there'd be an increase in jobs. I think the whole thing is win-win. I don't know why people don't see that.
Yeah, well, they don't see it because there's a huge industry invested in making sure that they don't see it. John, thank you for the call. There's just a huge industry, and they're funding think tanks, and they're funding advertising and the whole bit. Laura in Portland. Hey, Laura.
Hi. How are you?
I am well. What's up?
I am calling because, you know, I'm kind of concerned about and disappointed about Senator Obama's participation along with the rest of the Democrats in this FISA bill. And I don't want to make too much out of it, but what I thought was, at least for now, like a lot of people, I have that automatic donation every month for Senator Obama. I think for now I need to stop that.
Yeah.
Kind of rethink that because I don't feel given a free pass.
I think that that's an entirely appropriate response. And in fact, I have the same thing. And, you know, in all probability, well, let me think about this for 24 hours before I get totally nuts about this, because I'm so furious right now that I may, I really want to be rational about this, and I'm finding it very, very difficult. But
absolutely, I'm not saying I'll never vote for him or something like that. But
yeah.
For right now,
yeah.
We can't.
On the one hand,
every month for
right.
You know a free pass.
Right. On the one hand, we can't afford to do circular firing squad. On the other hand, this isn't just some small issue. This is the friggin' Fourth Amendment.
Right. Well, because then we count on him to be a leader. And that's one of the greatest things about him was the whole thing with, you know, his leadership and ability to stand up on difficult things like Iraq. And
yeah.
So I guess I'm looking for at least a little more of a step in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Laura, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Derek in Miami. Hey, Derek, we got about a minute before the break. What's up?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Tom.
Sure.
Just wanted to say, I watched Scarborough this morning. Just about all the shows, MSNBC, ABC, they all spend numerous amounts of time talking about Obama said this, Obama forgot this, his plane went down. They rarely ever mention McCain. All the flop that he's done, all the misstatements,
oh, yeah.
All of his skewed.
No, and it's going to get worse, Derek. It's going to get worse because the interests of the huge multinational corporations and defense contractors who own our media are congruent with the interests of John McCain, and to some extent anyway, incongruent with the behavior, you know, with the suggestions that Barack Obama has made about how his presidency is going to be conducted, that's just the fundamental financial and tragically fundamental and financial reality is that we have a, and thank you for the call, Derek, we have a not just a military industrial complex, we have a military industrial media government complex, and it has metastasized. It is a cancer on this democracy. 45 minutes past the hour. Talk radio news coming up next.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman program.
The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Unlike dogs who come in a variety of shapes, most cats' physical structure is identical. Higgins is big, yellow, and he has an attitude. He never stops chattering and letting you know he's there, so watch out! Some cats have special nutritional needs, so Purina One makes different formulas that target nutrition for cats with sensitive systems, cats that are less active, cats with hairballs, and more. For example, this Purina One Sensitive Systems formula, made with sensitive cats in mind. Need another good reason to switch to Purina One? How about the Purina One Real Difference Guarantee? Purina One is so confident you'll be so satisfied after taking the Purina One 30-day challenge, they'll give you a full refund on a 3.5-pound bag of dry cat food if you're not. Get more information and a Purina One 30-day challenge kit by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. That's right, total satisfaction or your money back. Call today, 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW.
Did you know that the West Valley Two Men and a Truck Companies truly are the movers who care when it comes to the environment?
That's right. We are the only moving company in the Valley that uses biodiesel to power our trucks. Hi, I'm Jody.
And I'm Beth, and we're the owners of the West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Service.
The West Valley's Two Men and a Truck Moving Company is known for having a professional, insured, and bonded staff, as well as a flat hourly rate.
However, we are extremely happy to announce that we have just finished converting our fleet of moving trucks over to biodiesel fuel. So what are you waiting for?
Get a move on!
For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. Or log on to wearemovers.com. That's wearemovers.com.
Mention 1480 and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
So call 602-242-2180. That's 602-242-2180. And get moving today!
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Pea Berry Dark Roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Every time we think about same-sex parents, oh my gosh, we exclaim. I mean, to people who want to provide a protective and nurturing family environment, have they no shame? It's so deviant. The Lord's holy word, as my second wife said to my third, that a family's based on obligation and fear. We're defenders of marriage, connubial narcs, ever vigilant and patriotic patriarchs. Defenders of marriage, defending the institution against people who want to get married.
Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. Victoria Jones with the Talk Radio News Service in Washington, D.C. on the line with us. Hey, Victoria.
Hey, Tom.
Oh, it's great to hear your voice again. How's everything going?
Everything's great. Thank you very much.
Good. So what's happening in the world? Has the final vote on FISA happened?
It has not happened, as far as I'm aware. It is ongoing, is my understanding of it. But I'm not as close to what is going on inside that esteemed building as I would like to be.
Mm-hmm. So what else is going on in the world?
Well, I can tell you what they're talking about in Washington, and they're not talking about anything that's going on these shores. They're talking about what's going on in the two countries that were both in the axis of evil, and that's Iraq and Iran. And they're talking about the candidate's response to the firing of the 9 missiles by Iran. Mm-hmm. And people in Washington are trying to figure out what Barack Obama and John McCain are talking about in their statements, in their response to the firing of these missiles by Iran, what John McCain means when he's talking about having a missile defense shield, what Barack Obama means when he says he wants to have unilateral as well as multilateral concessions. And they're trying to work that out. They're also absolutely, completely, and utterly exercised over al-Maliki's statement earlier in the week that he wants a timetable. Washington is flummoxed. The Republican Party has been thrown for a loop. John McCain is thrown for a loop. His
they thought
campaign.
They owned this guy. I mean, my recollection is that Maliki did. Is correct me if I'm wrong. Maliki didn't actually win the election. The previous guy won an election. I'm forgetting his name. And he stepped down or left town or ran off or something, and Maliki got promoted into that position by his peers in the parliament. Do I have that right?
Yes, you have that right.
Okay. So, you know, although the Republicans have been running around going, you know, yeah, this guy was democratically elected, and he's our guy, and now he's saying, you know, Americans, thank you very much. See you later.
It's time for you to go, and of course, part of this is because Iran is telling him, hey, it's time for you to tell them it's time to go, because Iran would like to see the back of us also. He also has provincial elections coming up, and he would like to keep his gig. It's probably a fairly cushy gig, although it's pretty dangerous.
Well, and he doesn't want Sadr taking him down either.
He doesn't want Sadr taking him down. Sadr would like for us to go also. Basically, there aren't too many people who would like for us to stay. And rather than turning around and saying, wow, this is great, we can proclaim victory, let's go, for some reason the Republicans have decided to play this what seems to be all wrong and say, well, first of all, say, well, that's not what they said, it must be lost in translation, and then basically, effectively turn around and say, well, these effectively say this is not a sovereign government, they can't say that.
I think it was George Aiken, the former governor or senator from Vermont, who suggested to LBJ in 65 or thereabouts that he should simply declare victory and come home, or perhaps suggested it to Nixon, I forget which one. But I don't get it why the Republicans don't embrace this, and perhaps to some extent they are. I noticed there were a number of McCain surrogates on TV yesterday who were saying, oh, this is great news. This shows that the surge is working. See, the government's actually standing up. I mean, everybody's saying the surge isn't working because it's not providing room for there to be political change, and this is obvious political change if they're telling us to leave. And, you know, I'm getting whiplash from the different iterations of the Republican talking points in this thing.
One of the most insulting things that John McCain said was on Morning Joe on MSNBC when he was asked a question about this. And one of his replies when he was referring to Maliki was, he said, well, of course, he's a politician.
Like John McCain's not?
Exactly. One of the rudest things you can say about anybody, and basically saying, I think the sentence that follows that is to say, and therefore, what he's saying is not true. I think that's the sentence that follows it.
Right, or the we're not going to acknowledge or recognize it.
Exactly.
Has the State Department? There's been no official response to this yet, has there?
No, the State Department's initial response was to basically say that we're not sure that they actually said that.
Right.
That was their official response. That's what their spokesperson said.
And Ellen is reporting that from the Middle East, where the statement was actually made, that, or at least this is what she told us yesterday, that Maliki not only said we want a timetable, he also said we want to make sure that there will be no permanent American basis and no permanent American presence, period. Which, I mean, you know, we're spending billions right now building these 17 bases that are mini cities. I mean, some of them, I mean, the money that we're spending and the concrete that we're pouring over there, we could rebuild half our bridges, half our cities.
Yes, but that's a whole other thing, which we're not going to do with that money.
Right. I know. We're borrowing that money from China and from Abu Dhabi and in exchange giving them the Chrysler building. But the bottom line is that we seem to be planning on a long-term, you know, presence there, and they're telling us, no, you can't have that.
They're saying the best face that we can put on it is they're saying we want a timetable. We're not saying we want you on now. We're saying we do want you out, and it could be a few years. But we want a timetable, and without a timetable, you won't get a status of forces agreement, and you won't get a memorandum of understanding either. That's the other thing that they could have. The memorandum of understanding is the other kind of agreement that we
could
get.
These are the two ways that we can continue to maintain a legal presence once the UN mandate expires at the end of the year.
Precisely.
Fascinating. Well, it'll be really interesting to see, you know, how much pressure they can bring to bear on Mr. Maliki to change his tune. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
Victoria Jones of the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com. Coming up tomorrow, I'll be challenging Bishop Harry Jackson, author of Truth in Black and White, about what he considers to be the voter's biggest dilemma, to vote religion or race, eh? And Tom Hayden, former California State Senator, longtime activist, SDS founder, is going to drop by and say hi. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Get out there. Get active. See you tomorrow.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
These days, the fastest thing on the road is the rising price at the pump. And when it comes to gas mileage, what you get out of your car depends on what you put into it. Napa Auto Parts can help you get the most out of every gallon with Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $2.19 per quart. Quaker State oils are designed with advanced friction fighters to help increase fuel economy and engine reliability. Napa, get the good stuff.
It's cruising time.
Get on board the Air America Cruise, sailing to Belize, Guatemala, and Mexico this November.
Celebrate an Obama victory out on the high seas while spending time with your favorite Air America hosts, listeners, and like-minded progressives, including special guests Ron Reagan and Bob Schrum.
The Air America Cruise, sailing to the exotic Western Caribbean on November 16th.
Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today.
Call 1-800-955-7018 or visit airamericacruise.com.
As a progressive business owner on a tight budget, you know that spending long hours doing your own bookkeeping can be a real headache. Affording a full-time bookkeeper is costly, even with popular software packages. Concentrating on building your business is what really matters. Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. As an expert in QuickBooks, I pride myself in office setups, organization, and maintenance through financial statements. In just a few weeks, you will be up and running, and for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. When tax time rolls around again, you will have a complete package to take to your CPA. The beauty of it is, you won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. Call me right now at 480-946-2484. And for a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz. That's 480-946-2484 or the website at camelviewaccounting.biz.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Thick smoke hangs over parts of California as wildfires threaten homes. Paradise is the latest community to face evacuations and uncertainty. High winds are fanning the flames there. Meanwhile, the people of Big Sur are slowly going home, like this woman who saw her home for the first time in 2 weeks.
Wow. Smells like a campfire, eh?
And she's ready to get to work to help her neighbors.
Ready to clean up, bring the community back, regenerate. I'm ready.
At least 24 homes have been destroyed in the area since mid-June. A new threat from Iran, a test of several missiles, has raised concerns.
Iran's nuclear ambitions, its support for terrorism, and its efforts to undermine hopes for stability in Iraq and Afghanistan, including lethal backing for groups attacking American troops, are all deeply troubling.
Undersecretary of State William Burns talked about the tests at a congressional hearing. Hundreds of people turned out today for the funeral of 12-year-old Brooke Bennett in Vermont. Her sister Savannah prayerfully read a prayer at the service.
Show us, Lord, that all this darkness will be followed by the dawn. You've led us through so many things. You've pulled us through before. Hold us up, Lord, till we are through this and we are strong once more.
The little girl disappeared last month. She was later found dead. Her uncle has been charged with kidnapping her. With oil trading again today at more than $136 a barrel, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on President Bush to release some oil from the nation's reserves to help bring down prices. AP's John Belmont reports that's not likely to happen.
The president has repeatedly rejected calls to use oil from the emergency reserve, which is 97% full and currently holds enough to replace imports for 2 months. It's stored in salt caverns along the Louisiana and Texas coasts.
Now, sell-off underway again today on Wall Street, with the Dow now down by about 150 points. This is AP Radio News. The number of people sickened in a nationwide salmonella outbreak has now topped 1,000. It's considered to be the worst outbreak of illnesses connected to food in years. Health officials are trying to find out whether contaminated tomatoes may have been the cause. Barack Obama today made an unscheduled stop at a Washington building where one